Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Investigators in Arizona detained and hours later released an individual for questioning in the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. The man's home was searched as well. This development came hours after the FBI released surveillance images from Nancy Guthrie's front porch.
Images of a person in a mask with a handgun holster were caught on camera outside Nancy Guthrie's front door the night she went missing. The FBI releasing video and still shots Tuesday, seemingly the first major break in the case. Video shows the person wearing a long sleeve jacket, backpack, gloves, and a ski mask. All you see are eyes and the slightest bit of mouth.
Correspondent Julie Walker. Eight people, including the gunman, are dead in a shooting at a small school in British Columbia. The BBC's Peter Bowes says it happened in a town more than 600 miles north of Vancouver.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police said it received a report of an active shooter at a school in the small town of Tumbler Ridge, which lies in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, shortly after lunchtime. During a search of the school, six people were found dead, while a seventh died on the way to hospital. The authorities say another person, believed to be the attacker, was also discovered dead inside the building with what appeared to be a self-inflicted injury. Officials say the shooting at the school and at a nearby home where two bodies were found are believed to be linked.
25 people injured, the suspect identified only as a female. The FAA cites security reasons for a 10-day closure of El Paso Airport in Texas. Delayed by the government shutdown, the January employment report due for release later this morning expected to show the addition of just 55,000 jobs. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 35 points higher. NASDAQ futures are down 44 points. S&P futures off 2. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The stock market is at an all-time high. The dollar is under pressure, and leading economists are warning that the global financial system is changing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 right now to get your free gold investment guide, plus your free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Find out about a tax and penalty-free rollover in 2026. Gold and silver can surge when the economy shifts, and they don't wait for permission. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can choose the best coverage option for you. Because you know you. Like, you know that hiking isn't for you. Sure, it sounds nice to be in nature while exercising, but that's what a gym and houseplants are for. I mean, you don't even like walking upstairs. So why would you walk up a hill? For miles? To what? End up high in the air? Come on, you know you're scared of heights. Only you know you. So get coverage options within your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a big wreck on the Capitol Beltway this morning, Prince George's County, on the inner loop as you're going around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. It's at St. Barnabas Road. Five, maybe six vehicles involved about 40 minutes ago on the inner loop, and they're blocking the left-hand lane. So anybody south of Route 214 at Central Avenue, and you're going around towards Andrews and down through there, be prepared. There's a big delay through there. There was some late lifting construction. They might still be in there northbound on the BW Parkway between Route 32 and Route 175. A little bit slow, but it's the normal backup on the parkway southbound with heavy traffic after Arundel Mills. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 30s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for temperatures a little bit milder, breezy conditions, and highs back into the 40s. Keeping those temperatures closer to average as we head toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
40 degrees in White Marsh and 40 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Brent and Scott has ended the state of emergency declaration that was issued ahead of last month's winter storm. The mayor also says phase one of the city's snow emergency plan is no longer in effect. Meanwhile, the city is continuing the effort to remove the snow and ice from the storm with a focus on clearing alleys as trash and recycling collections resume. The city says residents who are still experiencing snow or ice-related issues should call 311, use the 311 911 webpage or the Balt 311 app. Washington County residents demonstrated against a proposed ICE facility near Hagerstown Tuesday as the Board of Commissioners approved a resolution supporting ICE operations. Protesters began voicing their opposition after the federal government purchased a Williamsport area warehouse for just over $102 million for a detention facility that could hold up to 1,500 people. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 443. The Pick 4, 1879. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at AAIAudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Sparnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. It's a big day today for Craig Albernaz, symbolically, if nothing else, as the Orioles rookie manager takes the reins for the first time in his career. On the first official day of camp, Orioles general manager Mike Elias has liked what he's seen so far of Albernaz.
Yeah, you know, he seems like he's done this before. I don't sense any nervousness or apprehension about this being the first camp. With him as a major league manager.
Meanwhile, another right-hand starter is now off the market, 43-year-old to be, Justin Verlander, going to go back in time, back to Detroit. 1 year, $13 million deal. Verlander returning for his 21st season to the place where he won an MVP award in the first of his three Cy Youngs. And what a rotation the Tigers are putting together. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, Ravens made it official yesterday, bringing on Anthony Weaver as their defensive coordinator. For Weaver, it'll be his third go-round in Baltimore, first as a player, then as a position coach. Also, another familiar name, Anthony Levine Sr., was named special teams coordinator. Levine spent 10 seasons with the Ravens, 2012 through 21, as a special teams ace and is the franchise's all-time leader in special teams tackles. Coming up in 30 minutes, today's the day for Craig Albernaz, and that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, February the 11th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program this morning, Jamie Raskin now pressuring Senate President Bill Ferguson to pass the redistricting bill here in Maryland, wiping out all Republican representation. That's such a great idea for the constitutional law professor. Heated exchanges in Maryland and Howard County and Washington County over ice. We'll have some audio on that coming up about a half hour or so. But our top story here today is the Uniparty is working full-time, in fact, overtime, to try to kill the SAVE Act, otherwise known as the Save America Act. And the Save America Act would bar states from registering a person to vote unless they provide documents or evidence proving U.S. citizenship. That's number one. But that's really not so much the concern for the Democrats and the RINOs. It's number two, that it would also require all Americans to present ID when they go to vote.
Ooh.
And that is something that's anathema. It's like nails on the chalkboard for Chuck Hugh Schumer and for Hakeem Jeffries. And for RINOs like Lisa Murkowski. The SAVE Act is supported by President Trump and strongly opposed by the GOP establishment members of the Uniparty.
We want people to have voter ID. We want people to have proof of citizenship. And we want to have no mail-in ballots other than if you're in the military or you're sick or you're away or some reasonable but good excuse.
RINO Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska is vowing to defeat the SAVE Act, voter ID, and the election bill. It could not really come as any surprise because this is the same senator who lost her 2010 primary, then refused to leave Congress, and then ran as a write-in candidate, and then supported changing the state voting system to ranked choice voting, who then lost again in 2022, but ultimately won because the Democrats still listed her as their second choice in the new structure. So that's not surprising she comes out anything that would lead to stronger voting requirements because she kind of slithered her way into the United States Senate. Florida Congressman Brandon Gill says, we're going to get this done.
We're going to get it passed. We're going to get it passed this week. And the goal in the Senate is to make sure that this bill actually gets to the president's desk so that it can be signed into law.
I think one of the Democrat arguments is, minorities, blacks, they won't be able to get a voter ID. Which I think is an incredibly racist thing to say, because that's basically you're implying that there's a significant portion of minorities that are too stupid to figure out how to go get a voter ID. And then women, of course, when they change their name, that's a whole big problem if they get married and so on and so forth. Again, that's another stupid argument being made by the left. Speaker Johnson, I think, made a very good point yesterday in arguing for the SAVE Act.
Support, because it is just common sense. Americans need an ID to drive, to open a bank account, to buy cold medicine, to file government assistance. As is noted by the leader, you even need an ID to attend events of most Democrat politicians and even the Democrat National Convention. So, why would voting be any different than that? They can't answer that question. And so they come up with all these crazy excuses of why they can't support it. They've attempted so many arguments to oppose the passage of this simple legislation.
And in order to get it passed, we're going to have to get it passed through the Senate and past the 60-vote threshold to avoid, folks using the filibuster Senate Leader Thune could do is he could actually use the talking filibuster. You know, the old filibuster, we had to sit up there and talk for hours upon hours to hold the Senate floor. He could use the talking filibuster, but he says he won't do that. He threw cold water on that just the other day, saying he would not mess with the filibuster in any way, shape, or form. So, again, this is the Uniparty. Far left-wing progressive Marxist Democrats, along with your center-left Republicans, that don't want election integrity and are defying the president and, I think, a lot of Americans on this issue. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now, once again, the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
We've had a big wreck on the Capitol Beltway. Happened right around 5:30. Or so on the inner loop as you're moving down to the area at St. Barnabas Road. So it's in that area, not too far from National Harbor. And before you get around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and Joint Base Andrews. So bad spot there. 5-6 vehicles were involved in the left-hand lane. The cleanup is still underway. We're backed up about 3-4 exits right now for the traffic on the inner loop in that section of Prince George's County. The overnight construction did clear. They're out of there now. Northbound BW Parkway back open again between Route 32 and Route 175. The Beltway locally looks good. Right now we're clear. No problems at all. No delays. Wide open southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday hump day today. Breezy and mild, highs in the 40s. Temperatures are going to stay in the 40s for the next few days. Rain showers possible on Sunday. So it does feel good, doesn't it? Getting out of that bitter cold that has plagued most of mid-January to early February. Right now, 38 and partly cloudy in Pikesville, and it is 40 already and cloudy in Ocean City. Time for some one-liner news for you today. NASA is loosening some of its long-standing rules. The space agency is finally letting astronauts take smartphones into space.
Whoa!
Apparently, there are a lot of complaints that they missed the Bad Bunny halftime show.
President cell tower.
That's the International Space Station, right?
Well, I guess, yeah. Probably got a hot spot.
Yeah. President Trump is threatening to block the opening of the new Gordie Howe International Bridge between Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit, Michigan, unless Canada treats the U.S. with fairness and respect. So I would look for it to be renamed the Donald J. Trump and Gordie Howe International Bridge shortly.
Just a half of it.
Exactly. The American side.
Right.
It's that time again. Pitchers and catchers reporting to Major League Baseball spring training. Finally, we get some good news about people wearing masks. It's about time. Also, a new health study shows that people who are physically unfit are 775% more likely to blow their top and have an angry outburst.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Case in point.
yeah, right here.
Rosie O'Donnell. I wasn't going to go there, Maggie.
Oh.
And finally, Britney Spears has sold her music catalog for an undisclosed sum, but industry experts believe it could be in the $200 million range.
Wow.
She had that
Must
many hits.
Be nice.
Yeah, all right. I was never a huge...
That was past my... Yeah.
I was never a huge Britney Spears fan, but apparently it is a thing now. It is time to update you on the Olympics. All right, here's your medal count. You would expect those that have a lot of snow to dominate at the Winter Olympics, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Norway right now leads with 6 golds and 12 overall medals. Italy is number 2 host country. They have 11 total. Japan, number 3. And the U.S. is closing fast. We're at number 4. Running out the top 5 is Germany right there. Bulgaria bringing up the rear. They have 2, actually 1 medal. But we have a total of 8 medals, and we still have a lot of events to come. I think there's about 100, and only 27 out of 116 events have been decided. So, long way to go. And it's worse than we thought. The NFL lost nearly half of their audience during Bad Bunny.
Not surprised.
Half of them, checked out completely. And now they're accusing Kid Rock of lip-syncing at the TPUSA alternative halftime show.
Yeah, so it was out of sync. Number one, if it would have been a lip-syncing like people are trying to, you know, it would have been super easy to sync it up if it was pre-recorded. It was very difficult for the Turning Point production crew, who, by the way, I can't say enough good things about, but this was very difficult for them. I'm jumping around the stage like a rabid monkey, rapping my song, and I'm taking breaths, and my DJ's filling in the other parts of it, and it was very... I even told him when I saw the rough cut, I was like, you guys got to work on that sync. It's off. So it was just a syncing issue that they had, and I know they tried to get it right. It was very difficult.
Yeah, so again, I just think that people didn't were resentful that they put on a alternative halftime show. So
they try anything.
Yeah. But here are the numbers. The Super Bowl lost 22.1 million viewers during the halftime entertainment. Overall, it was a 13% decrease from last year's game, the entire game. And then halftime was down 39% from the Kendrick Lamar show in 2025. So a message was being sent to Roger Goodell, who, by the way, is a raging lefty.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And the rest of the league, you know.
He's not going to do anything.
No, because, you know, he's moving on. Let's face it, the older demographic, which would be us, Chuck, they don't care anymore. They figured you've seen enough football your entire life. We don't need to hook you in. And now they're going after the younger votes. Mm-hmm. the younger folks. Kristen, you look
I've
like
seen
you're,
enough.
You look like
I was going to go back to the Olympics. I think we should have a WCBM Olympics.
Hey!
And we can have races, like who can make it down the hallway faster, because that's a challenge for
that's
some of us.
That's a great idea.
Who can get in and out of the bathroom faster?
Yes!
Who can get their coffee faster? Because there's a lot of bottlenecks around
here.
That's
a loogie.
So maybe... And then we'll get medals that fall apart. So,
well, I think Maggie did that years ago. Maggie did that. She did the two-man bobsled.
Oh, yeah.
There was a bob working here at the time.
Oh,
and
well,
you it was like a two-man luge or a two-man
loogie.
At least what I saw when you were
lewd.
Lewd in my senses, I tell you. Oh, that not even. Sorry, I think your record keeping is a little off.
I saw it with my own eyes, and you know I saw it.
You all document right. Everything.
Oh, I do.
That's also an Olympic sport. Turn everything into a burn about Maggie. That's the sport.
He's got the gold. The gold medalist just right in front of me.
That is the major sport here at WCBM. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. And, of course, giving Chuck nicknames is number two. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. We are talking about the SAVE Act, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And, again, it's the Uniparty, and now you can see it. You can see if, you know, it's in plain, sight. Why they don't want election integrity. Because that way they can continue to rig elections, fix elections, get the people who they want, and they're just trying to pacify Donald Trump over the next 3 years. And then they figure when he's gone, that'll be it for the MAGA movement. That'll be it for this election integrity push. So they just need to get through the next couple of years, and that's why people like Lisa Murkowski, John Thune. By the way, Susan Collins is running for re-election, as if that's really... going to make a big difference. All right, 6:21, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, here's Half Pipe Johnson.
Everybody's good through Annapolis this morning. No problems. 3 lanes westbound, 2 eastbound at the Bay Bridge. And then after that, good trip, Whitehall Road over to Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge over towards I-97. In about that hour or so, we'll start to see the backing on I-97 southbound at Route 32. It looks like now the big wreck, which occurred about an hour and a half ago on the Capitol Beltway, may be cleared. It looks like the lanes are back open now on the inner loop at St. Barnabas Road in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, breezy, mild today. Highs will be in the 40s. Temperatures going to stay in the 40s next few days. Maybe some rain on Sunday. It's partly cloudy, 38 in Severn, 37 in Parkville. And we're talking about the SAVE Act and whether or not you think it's a good or bad idea. I certainly support it, along with President Trump. I think we should and to vote in federal elections, and that would be for president and obviously for members of Congress, the United States Senate. You have to be a citizen of the United States to vote, and you have to prove that you're a citizen in order to do that. And then I think after that, then when you show up at the polls, you have to be, obviously, bring voter ID. Of course, we do that with everything else. As I said the other day, I went to pick up my laptop for repair at the mall, and they wanted me to bring my ID. I said, I have a receipt. They said, no, we require an ID. All right, fine. Not a big deal, I guess. So it's a double check, safety and security. But Republican Senate Whip John Barrasso recently revealing that the Democrats, and we talked about this yesterday, why they have open borders, why they flooded the country with millions of illegal aliens, because they are future voters, they believe, for the Democrat Party. And we're now facing another shutdown this Friday, by the way, because over the funding of DHS, ICE, ad nauseum. And Barrasso has discovered exactly what I've been saying for a long time, that Democrats want illegal aliens as voters to keep their dying party alive.
So let me take a look at one of the specific demands that the Democrats have come up with, and it's a new demand. Haven't seen this one before, because they want to ban immigration enforcement from their so-called sensitive locations. The so-called sensitive location defined by the Democrats, which in the past have included places of worship, hospitals, schools, now they want to include in that list polling places. Well, let's think about that. It's an entirely new provision. Polling places have never been included on any list like this before. And Democrats are now including them because they want to turn America into a sanctuary country and polling places into a sanctuary location. That's what the Democrats are demanding. So let me ask Democrats a simple question. Why do you want to protect illegal immigrant criminals at polling places? What are they doing at polling places? They shouldn't be at U.S. polling places. Why would we be there? Why in the world would they be there if they are not trying to vote? And by law, they're not allowed to vote.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. They don't want ICE anywhere near the polling places because, you know, why would you be there? Why would illegal aliens be concerned about ICE being at the polling? They can't vote anyway. They're not supposed to be able to vote. So why would the polling locations be a sensitive place? If you're in the country legally and you have documents, or eventually you have citizenship, then you can vote. If you are in the country illegally, whether you are a criminal illegal alien or whether you crossed our borders illegally and you're not a citizen, you're not eligible to vote. Even though we register a lot of folks through the motor voter registration laws. Secondly, we might be able to stop stuff that went down in Fulton County, Georgia. The FBI has substantiated some major irregularities in how votes were counted in Georgia as part of Atlanta in the aftermath of 3 November 2020. The FBI seized about 700 boxes in Georgia. Now they're just trying to figure out if this was intentional or not, or are these substantiated irregularities accidental. I don't believe they're accidental for one second. Fulton County has admitted it does not have scanned images of all the ballots counted during the original count or of the ballots counted during the state's first recount, which is a major loss of evidence. Believed to be around 40 boxes are missing of ballots and ballot images. Fulton County has confirmed that during recount of votes, some ballots were scanned multiple times. We saw that with our own eyes in the arena there, where they pulled the boxes from underneath the table, and then the individuals there would take the ballots, run them back. This is when the votes stopped, the counting votes stopped. Remember, in the middle of the night, they were still counting votes in Fulton County, and they were counting the same votes on numerous occasions. During the risk limiting audit, auditors counting the votes by hand reported vote tallies for batches inconsistent with the actual votes within the batch. Also, same auditors purported absentee ballots that had never been creased or folded as would be required for the ballot to be mailed to the voter and for the ballot to be returned in a sealed envelope. So, no crease, no fold,
on an absentee ballot or a mail-in ballot is a major, major red flag. And finally, on the day of the deadline to report the recount results, Fulton County reported a recount totaling 17,000 ballots fewer than the original count. It was a mess, folks. Missing evidence, destroyed evidence, and I think the question is, can they trace this back to the guilty parties? We'll see if the FBI is up to the job or not. We're talking about Rescue Natural Supplements. Rescue Orosine is a great energy producer for you. That gives you that sustainable all-day energy. You don't have to worry about that temporary boost from caffeine or energy drinks or whatever it is, because that just stimulates your sympathetic nervous system temporarily. Yeah, you get the boost, but then after the boost comes the crash. Well, with Rescue Orosine, you don't get any of that. This is all-day sustainable energy at the cellular level with Rescue Orosine, and right now you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY, MYENERGY, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, or you can order online at res-q.com. That's Rescue Orosine BOGO at by using the coupon code MYENERGY. It is 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, the update with Maggie Hunter.
Good morning, thanks. City police have announced the results of an exhibition driving enforcement operation. Sunday night's illegal rally at historic Fort Armistead in South Baltimore involved around 65 vehicles and resulted in more than 50 traffic stops. Police say the drivers involved in the rally were driving recklessly and blocking traffic. Several cars were towed and officers issued 18 citations. Police say they are committed to proactive enforcement and roadway safety. According to a new poll, almost half of Maryland's young professionals say they're considering moving out of the state because housing is not affordable. The survey by Statara found 49% of respondents are looking at neighboring states as alternatives, and 88% of them say their rent or mortgage payments are a significant strain on their finances. The January survey also found broad concerns about the affordability and supply of housing and some growing dissatisfaction with government's response. Attorney General Anthony Brown and a coalition of counterparts have a commitment from the Trump administration regarding federal education funding. The attorneys general filed a lawsuit last year to prevent the Department of Education from withholding federal funding from K-12 schools that refuse to abandon lawful DEI programs and policies. Brown says the agreement removes the threat of Maryland schools losing $700 million a year in education assistance for the state. He says the administration tried to blackmail Maryland schools, but the legal victory means students with disabilities, English language learners, and children from low-income families will keep getting the support they need. And Mayor Brandon Scott has ended the state of emergency declaration that was issued ahead of last month's winter storm. The mayor also says phase one of the city's snow emergency plan is no longer in effect. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Getting some brake lights now. 895 southbound, typical ride. The lanes are open going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Just heavy traffic right around the O'Donnell Street ramp. 95 still in the clear. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Starting to fill in now. Won't be long. We're going to be backed up from Liberty Road back to 795. That's always the normal delay on the west side from 795. Finally getting better as you clear the ramps at Frederick Road and then down the hill towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 30s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for temperatures a little bit milder, breezy conditions and highs back into the 40s. Keeping those temperatures closer to average as we head toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So what will Craig Albernaz try to implement as manager of the Birds, and what will be his quote-unquote stamp on spring training as he embarks on the next chapter of his life?
I have no idea. I don't know what's going to stand out, right? And that's something that the people that have been around me, is just I'm going to be who I am, and that's what it is. And it's not a stamp, my stamp, right? And it's for us as a collective, right?
Well, if nothing else, refreshingly honest from the new Orioles manager. Meanwhile, general manager Mike Elias maintaining the Birds are still keeping tabs on options to upgrade the starting rotation.
We're staying plugged in with both the trade and free agent markets, as all teams are here as we ease into camp. So, you know, there's still a possibility for external rotations, but I think that our rotation is very strong and very talented.
But count out Justin Verlander as a possibility. The three-time Cy Young Award winner, who turns 43 years old next week, signed with Detroit yesterday. 1 year, $13 million. It'll be his 21st season. Ratings numbers are in for Super Bowl 60, and they were down. This according to Nielsen, so take it with a grain of salt anyway. 124.9 million viewers across all platforms for the game. That was about 3 million short of last year's record. 128 million for Bad Bunny's halftime show, both falling short of setting records for most watch U.S. broadcast and halftime show. Meanwhile, the 2026 All-American halftime show, produced by Turning Point USA and featuring Kid Rock, drew roughly $20 million to the platform. Meanwhile, the U.S. making headway at the Winter Olympics in Milano Cortina, picking up 5 medals yesterday, 3 silver, 2 bronze, for a total of 7, good for 4th place behind Norway, Italy, and Japan. A huge women's ice hockey win yesterday, overwhelming Canada, 5-0 the final. The Americans clinching 1st place in Group A. They are now 3 wins away from gold. Men's hockey gets underway today. Canada takes on the Czech Republic at 10:40 a.m. tomorrow, and U.S. and Denmark will be at 3:10 p.m. And finally, LeBron James sat out the game last night with an ankle injury against Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It's the 18th miss for LeBron this year, meaning that he can't hit the threshold of 65 games in the regular season to be eligible for the All-Star game. So therefore, LeBron's 21-season record of All-Star game performances is broken. The time now is 6:36. When we return, how does the Orioles rotation stack up in the American League East?
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
So the number one question that you ask me every morning, and all Orioles fans are asking, is, what about the ace?
What about the ace? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a problem. And so I did a little research on this, and I'm sure, you know, other people can do it too. Rotations in the American League East, the top three for each club. I'm just going to go Toronto, New York, Boston, and Baltimore, because it seems like Tampa Bay is a little bit down. But for Toronto, the top three, Cease, Gausman, and Berrios, 351 career wins.
Wow.
Top three for New York, Cole, Fried, and Rodon, 338 career wins. Top three for Boston, Crochet, Suarez, and Gray, 205 career wins. Baltimore, Bradish, Rogers, and Boz, 60 career wins.
Ouch. That really puts it in perspective.
It hurts.
Yeah.
You got experience. You've got success. You've got multi-million dollar pitchers, free agent pitchers. The Orioles right now just don't stack up.
Yeah. Verlander signed yesterday with the Tigers.
Yeah.
And is Scherzer still out there?
Scherzer is still out there.
So that's our only hope right
there. Well, I mean, there's a guy, you know, Gallen and Bassett. Yeah. I mean, Giolito. Why? I mean, they're still available.
By the way, first time the Canadian women have ever been shut out.
Wow.
In the Olympics.
The coach, John Robleski, had to send a message to his players saying, we haven't climbed the mountain yet.
Yeah.
I've got the audio. I'll play it later.
You want to see a special player? Abby Murphy. She is a special player for the women's team. So
yeah.
Check her out.
Something to follow.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Something else we've been following is that, remember during the last, several years ago when Biden was in the very first year of his term, that parents were being followed by the FBI home from school board meetings. They dare speak out against these elitists, these arrogant elitists on these school boards. Not all, but many. And, of course, that was persona non grata, and they were followed home, they were harassed, they were intimidated, et cetera. While it's happening again, not to the FBI, not during the Trump administration, but parents are now starting to go to these boards, these county councils and these school boards to complain about the things, the resolutions, the bills they're passing about ICE. And I want to play this heated exchange. This happened in Howard County. I don't know if you saw the guy. I forgot his name already. He was dressed in a Alex Ovechkin Caps jersey, and he went off. I think it was in Frederick County. He went off on the Frederick County Council. This is Ashley Asbury. She's a Howard County resident, and she was voicing her strong opposition, arguing that the county was enabling criminals by demonizing ICE.
I want to thank you for saving me towards the last of the speakers that are providing testimony, because I am now more in fear of where I live, which is in Columbia, Maryland, surrounded by people who suffer from TDS, who have been brainwashed by the media to fulfill the divide and conquer agenda that the government has. No one has mentioned Rachel Morin. No one has mentioned any victims that have been raped, mutilated, trafficked, used as drug mules, killed by illegal immigrants. Not one person has said anything about a victim here. I'm an advocate for multiple communities in Howard County, especially District 1, where there is a prevalent school-to-prison pipeline from Harper's Choice to Wild Lake High School. I am watching black and brown children kill each other, sell each other drugs. I watched the mall and the surrounding businesses operate as normal when Michael was shot and killed, and his friends were shot and killed and laid in blood at the mall, and everyone operated as normal when somebody's children were laying on the ground. No one has spoken up about the crime, the influx of drugs and crime that have come with the illegal criminal immigrants. This isn't about race. This is about this county being completely delusional, supporting and enabling criminals who are here illegally. If you're an immigrant and don't have your paperwork, be a responsible adult and get your paperwork together, because if I got pulled over and didn't have my license, I'd be thrown in a holding cell.
Yeah, bingo. So, again, there are a lot more things to worry about than allowing ICE to do its job. But she did call out Councilmember Liz Walls for allegedly interfering with a police operation. She had said it was ICE, and turned out it was actually Howard County PD, and she had some choice words for her.
And the fact that Liz Walsh interfered with a police operation, you jeopardized the lives of children, of families, and our officers. Anyone who interferes with law, whether it be local, state, or federal, should be deemed a domestic terrorist and should be detained themselves. I strongly oppose these bills. They are absolute nonsense. You want to create an Airbnb for illegal criminals? Are you kidding me? They're murdering people. Our children are being trafficked. And I don't think anyone in here has had a child trafficked or used as a drug mule.
All right, more with Ashley Asbury coming up in just a second. Also, we'll take you to Washington County, where they passed a resolution supporting ICE, and were met with jeers and some cheers as well. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, here's Halfpipe Johnson.
Back on the Capitol Beltway, there had been a report of a vehicle fire in a loop around the area just south of Route 50 down around Arena Drive and in that area. So saw a little slowing there. Traffic was still moving, but it was beginning to back up just a bit. There's a new minor wreck here around the ramp at I-95 at Caton Avenue. A police car just pulled up. Here comes another one behind it. But it looks like right now traffic is able to get by to the left. We'll see. Yeah, there's a tractor trailer. Yeah, he's getting around it. So it's going to be far enough off to the side that the ramp traffic should be okay. But in that area, watch for that. Downtown, there's a new minor accident, Light Street at Conway Street. That's right there at Harper Place. And we said about 15 minutes ago, the backup on the Beltway would be back at 795. And now it is. So now we're 795 to Frederick Road. Coming down the west side, the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway now, 15-minute delay south from Erdman Avenue. 95 is starting to slow after the O'Donnell Street and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel from the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, breezy, mild today, 40s. We love 40s. Temperatures will stay in the 40s today.
I was in the 40s.
Thursday.
Same here.
And tomorrow, even Saturday and Sunday, because rain. We get rain and no snow. I don't want to jinx it.
I'm scared. We still got a few weeks of February.
We do. And we've had President Day of blizzards before and all sorts of nonsense.
And then partly, Cashville saw his shadow.
Exactly.
Rotten rodent.
Partly cloudy, 37 in Middle River, 36 in Pasadena. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
His mouth wide open. He really looks like he's putting it all behind him. Got the slobber thing going on.
Who was that, Ed Hale?
Oh!
Sounded like him.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's move on, folks.
Yeah, let's move on.
Wingstop introduced $9 loaded flavor boxes. Each loaded flavor box features six wings, your choice of boneless or classic, three tenders and fries tossed in one of four flavors. They include lemon pepper, OG hot, garlic parm, and hot honey rub, which Chuck used to get at Brown's years ago.
Yes, that's right. She's in room 612, overlooking
the
falls.
Do they have that many rooms?
Frozen pizza brand Red Baron partners with Korean food brand to launch the new Red Baron Korean barbecue-style classic crust pizza. This is becoming a trend now.
Hot honey and
Korean barbecue. It's becoming a major trend. By the way, the mini portion trend of 2026, speaking of trends, is now on as KFC, Snickers, and everyone else is offering mini portions. Even fast food giants like KFC are testing the waters, handheld version of their comfortable pot pie in select markets. So a mini pot pie is what KFC is now testing. And then you have Snickers with all their mini candy bars that you have. And now I saw a mini popsicle bar in the grocery store the other day. So, you know, like the full popsicle bars or fudge sickles or whatever.
It's like one bite?
Yeah. Well, you know, you have two or three bites versus, I guess, maybe a six or seven. For you, everything's one bite. All right.
One bite Johnson. That's what they call me, yes.
All right, let's test the mayor of Hampstead. See if the mayor of Hampstead knows where this is. The Outlaw Barbecue Smokehouse. All right? The Outlaw Barbecue Smokehouse. I would imagine she probably does know where this is.
I know exactly where it is.
Okay.
They pretty good pit beef. Fries, but I know they're made some news. I guess that's where you're going.
Yeah. All right. So you knew already that they've closed the carryout after 10 years of serving Hampstead. They're shifting their menu items over to sister company Rocco's Market and Deli.
Yeah.
Rocco.
My mom likes them.
Okay.
Okay.
You're
Rocco. I prefer the brisket, the pit beef, that kind of stuff.
Okay. They have good wings?
I never had their wings. Right. I'm sure it was good. Everything else I had was good there.
All right. So the mayor of Hampstead, she was already way ahead of us on this one, folks. All right. So there we go. Well, we'll have to check them out.
But Charred Barbecue at Spring Meadow Farms is also very good.
Charred barbecue
at Spring Meadow Farms
I've had that there.
Because they'll
that
still
is
do.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had it. I like the burnt ends, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they're burnt ends are always good.
Says Chuck. Yes. All right. See you in a couple. We'll leave it at that. Thank you very much. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So Ashley Asbury Howard County testifying in support of ICE and against the bills that they were considering in Howard County that were anti-ICE. And here is the last part of her testimony.
If ICE needs to come in here and do their job, they need to do it, and we need to let them do it. We should be law-abiding citizens and setting an example for this country and not letting illegal immigrants take over and poison our communities. My family has been here for over 20 years, and in the past 6 years, I've seen a huge influx of crack cocaine at the ages of 12 and 13 that I brought to your district's attention, and you laughed at me. The Howard County public school system is corrupt and disgusting and vile, and I hope that you are thrown in jail without your big gulps or whatever you're feeding your face with, because you're disgusting. And anyone who supports anyone, this is my free speech.
Can you pause her?
This is my free speech. You're a criminal.
Okay.
You're a criminal. You're all criminals. And if you support these bills, you need to be detained.
So it got a little personal. Got a little, yeah, I would just advise when you go to these meetings and so on and so forth, try to stay above statement as professional as possible. But, you know, people's emotions get carried away because they're so angry. The Howard County Council unanimously passed the bill anyway, so they're not really listening to us. They have an agenda. When most of these elected Democrats, and they're all Democrats in Howard County, I don't think there's a single Republican on the Howard County Council, they go with an agenda. And they then they jam that agenda down our throats. In Washington County, they did approve of a resolution supporting ICE. And let's listen to the reaction.
Motion for approval.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for approval. Ready to vote. All in favor by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oh, yeah, so they cut the mics after the jeers and stuff. The Washington Board County of Commissioners approved a resolution yesterday morning declaring full support for ICE. The Department of Homeland Security, local law enforcement, also encouraging local agencies to cooperate with federal immigration operations. This coming after DHS recently purchased a warehouse near Hagerstown for more than $100 million. They're passing, it's a guessing game. Howard County, Calvin Ball, they're basically, this is unusual. They're saying that you can't use private property for, you can't sell it to ICE, can't sell it to the federal government. Who gave you that authority? First, if it's not already zoned that way, you've got to go through zoning hearings and so on and so forth. So, but they're basically now interfering with the federal government. So here comes the Supremacy Clause going to clobber old Calvin right on his noggin. Hey, 651, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking into diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Kenny Michaels right here on 680 WCBM at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Kenny is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Listen for Kenny's insights in The Gold Show every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it. minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
653, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Capitol Beltway slowing. Prince George's County was a vehicle fire and an accident on the inner loop south of Route 50. So if you're getting down in that area towards Arena Drive, that's the reason for the backup there. Second big problem this morning on the Capitol Beltway in that area. New wreck on the Dundalk side of the county, Merritt Boulevard at Raybon Avenue. There may be some road blockage there. Minor accident on the ramp, but it's a bad spot. There's room to get by. A little tight, though. Northbound 95 coming up to the Caton Avenue ramp on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
525 weather authority forecast. It's going to feel really good, nice and mild. Boy, it felt good yesterday, didn't it? Having the 40s, you watch some of that ice, snowcrete melt, and then freeze again overnight. But it's going to melt again today. Hopefully, maybe a lot of it's going to be gone maybe by Sunday before the next precipitation comes in, the rain, they are predicting. And right now, again, it is, well, it's clear, mostly clear, and some partial clouds in Stevensville. 37, and it is 37 in Glen Burnie. And a lot of folks are asking here. Let's see, I got a text here from one of our listeners. This is from Kevin. Hey, Sean, can't Thune impose a standing filibuster, and then they would not need the 60 votes? I heard this yesterday. Hey, the difference between standing and silent is standing is the old traditional formal filibuster where you have to stand on the floor and hold the floor for however many hours you can do it. And that's what Spartacus did, I think, what was it, last year, for 25 hours or whatever it was. That's the standing filibuster. And yeah, Thune can impose that, but he says he's not going to do it. So he's obviously defying President Trump. The silent filibuster, you could just say you don't have the 60 votes. So without going through contentious debate, just admit, I don't got 60 votes, and so it's not going to pass and go on. So that is what the difference is, and Thune is not cooperating. Lisa asked, Sean, could Trump do an executive order to prove citizenship to vote? Well, I think that you have to be, well, it's already law, I think, that you have to be a citizen to vote in federal elections. The kicker here is the voter ID. That's the thing that they don't want, and that is something that we shall see. Executive order won't hold up because if the next president comes in and he's not a Republican, he's going to wipe it out, just like Biden did most of Trump's executive orders. Jamie Raskin, who believe it or not, is a constitutional law professor, and I was shocked to learn this. You know, I knew he was an attorney, but I didn't realize he allegedly specialized in constitutional law. He has written a letter to Maryland State Senate President Bill Ferguson, who, by the way, is standing fast on, I'm not going to visit the redistricting bill of Governor Moore and from those over in the House. He sent a 6-page letter arguing that fears of the map being struck down are unfounded. In his letter, he says, quote, it seems especially far-fetched to hear people ruminating that if Maryland were to follow California and Texas, it could lead not only to the Maryland Supreme Court striking down the new map, but getting mad and wiping out the existing map as well, the one signed into law by Governor Hogan, and then devising a 6-2 or 5-3 map and imposing it on the state. So Raskin says, he doesn't think that's going to happen. Take the risk, basically. No risk, no gain. Senator Arthur Ellis, he's a Democrat from Charles County, and says he remembers the only member of Ferguson's caucus so far to publicly disagree with Ferguson. So most of Ferguson caucus is staying united in their belief that they're not going to revisit or actually entertain the concept of this redistricting bill, which, and of course, it's not that Ferguson's concerned about wiping out the GOP. He would love to wipe out the GOP in the state of Maryland. In fact, they pretty much have done a good job of it, along with Lockdown Larry and the current, swamp Republican members of the GOP in this state. But right now, the goal is to eliminate Andy Harris, because not only do you take him out of Maryland's first district, you also would take him out of being the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus as well. So it's a 2-for-1 for the Democrats, even though you have somewhere between 35% and 40% of the state that votes Republican. They don't care. This is not about democracy. And I love when the left always cries about D.C., taxation without representation. What would that mean for Maryland? You know, would we also be able to claim taxation without representation if they're successful in eliminating the seat One wonders. But Raskin, of course, is one of the most radical, rabid, progressive Marxists in the, and I know a lot of people don't think of him that way because you think of the Squad and some of these other strange characters in the House, but he is, if not the lead radical, one of the lead radicals in the House of Representatives. So keep that in mind. All right, to 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 is our local number. You can email us, am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. So give us a call. Let us know on the Uniparty working to kill the SAVE Act, the heated exchanges we just played with. Again, they're not listening to us, whether it's the governor or whether it's these local yokels at the Howard County Council or the Baltimore County Council, even the Hartford County. They're not listening to the people. They have this agenda. It's a progressive Marxist ideology, and until they're shocked with a stunning upset, they're going to continue to do this against us. All right, coming up next, Governor Moore flip-flops on the Maryland flag, and we'll preview his State of the State address. And I know Kristen wanted to weigh in real quickly.
Just real quick, I just think it's funny when the media ignores conservative counties otherwise. Like, they won't even go to Carroll in my time in media. And now they're going to Washington County and out west. But it's only to look at, see all the racists we have in Maryland. I don't know. I just get a kick that they will otherwise ignore news. But if they can show how, oh, you know, we got these redneck Trumpsters that, you know, want ICE and they want to abduct children and their parents and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I just think it's funny. That,
well, it's good
observation. They'll go, yeah. I know how they think.
Best of Casey and Company, each and every day, WCBM.com, Rumble Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall, Amrit Thomason. He was detained, questioned, and then released. Investigators working the Nancy Guthrie disappearance detained the individual in a traffic stop. They later searched a home in Rio Rico, Arizona. It's about an hour's drive south of Tucson, near the U.S.-Mexico border. The man questioned denies any knowledge of the Guthrie case. This follows the FBI's release of surveillance images from Nancy Guthrie's home, showing a masked, gloved, and armed individual at her front door. At a deadly mass shooting in rural western Canada.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police say 8 people, including the suspect, are dead after a shooting at a small school in British Columbia. And they say 2 more people were found dead at a home believed to be connected to the incident. In addition, another 25 people were injured, including 2 airlifted to hospital with life-threatening injuries. It happened at Tumbler Ridge Secondary School. The town is more than 600 miles north of Vancouver and has a population of about 2,400. The incident is Canada's deadliest rampage since 2020, when a gunman in Nova Scotia killed 13 people and set fires that left another 9 dead. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later today at the White House.
Netanyahu's visit to Washington comes as the United States is engaged in nuclear talks with Iran. Israel has a keen interest in the outcome, and the Prime Minister is expected to urge President Trump to take stronger action toward the Iranian government.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Citing special security reasons, the FAA is closing the airspace around El Paso International Airport in Texas for 10 days. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 64 points. The NASDAQ futures ahead 6 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented. Pure.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have a new problem, 895 southbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. There's an accident. It looks like it's crowding the right lane southbound right around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So with that, very quickly now, we're backed up going back beyond Pulaski Highway and rapidly going back towards Moravia Road. And now there's a service truck that pulled up with it, and they may hold traffic here temporarily to get some of these vehicles more situated off to the right side. So that's 895 South, and then 95, of course, will take the hit. A lot of the traffic will go over there. Already now we're seeing brake lights on 95 at the Eastern Avenue ramp. So some early delays now with both the Harbor Tunnels. The West Side Outer Loop delay is already in play from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 30s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for temperatures a little bit milder, breezy conditions, and highs back into the 40s, keeping those temperatures closer to average as we head toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 38 degrees in Parkville and 35 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Brandon Scott has ended the state of emergency declaration that was issued ahead of last month's winter storm. The mayor also says phase one of the city's snow emergency plan is no longer in effect. Meanwhile, the city is continuing the effort to remove the snow and ice from the storm, with a focus on clearing alleys as trash and recycling collections resume. The city says residents who are still experiencing snow or ice-related issues should call 311, use the 311 webpage, or the Balt 311 app. Washington County residents demonstrated against a proposed ice facility near Hagerstown Tuesday as the Board of Commissioners approved a resolution supporting ice operations. Protesters began voicing their opposition after the federal government purchased a Williamsport area warehouse for just over $102 million for a detention facility that could hold up to 1,500 people. Sixth District Representative April McLean Delaney and Senators Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks have sent a letter to the commissioners expressing their concern about the vote to support ICE. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 443, the pick 4, 1879. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. With Craig Albernaz and the Orioles embarking on their maiden voyage together, the manager was asked yesterday, how are the high seas looking? How do the Orioles stack up against the powers that be in the American League East?
You know, there's no, like, secret sauce or answer. You know, to have to go against this gauntlet of the division or anyone in this league, for us, is just being detailed with our prep. It sounds so cliche, but it's true. Just taking it one day at a time and playing the game in front of you.
O's hit the field in about 2 hours for the first time, their first practice of spring. And on that note, a spate of injured players dotting the MLB landscape, names that you should know about. Among them, Toronto's Anthony Santander and Shane Bieber. Santander could miss most of the season for Toronto. The Mets' Francisco Lindor is hurt, and Philly ace Zach Wheeler as well. Ravens officially announcing Anthony Weaver as their D coordinator yesterday, also announcing another familiar name, Anthony LeVine. Levine Sr. as their special teams coordinator. And as far as the roster is concerned, pass rush, of course, is a priority. And rumblings out of Las Vegas have it that Uber pass rusher Max Crosby, with two X's, wants out of Sin City. The only problem is Clint Kubiak, his new head coach, wants him to stay.
We want him to be a part of our success going forward. And there, you know, there's no doubt about that. And you know, he's one of the best players in the NFL. So that's a no-brainer.
Coming up in 30 minutes, next up is the Great American Race. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680. That is the local number. 1-800-WCBM-680 is toll free in our outside the Baltimore Metro. You can email us am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, the immigration status of the 16-year-old Rockville shooter now being called into question. Democrats are now targeting the Secretary Lutnick in the Epstein files, but we'll tell you the real bombshell revelation coming out of the most recent tranche of documents. In our top story area, once again, Governor Moore on several fronts now flipping on the Maryland flag on the invite that he's created quite a kerfuffle to the White House dinner. And then, of course, more on the latest with reaction, which is interesting response on the great-granddaddy being forced out of by the KKK in South Carolina. And then we'll preview his State of the State address, which will be conducted today at noon. Of course, he stepped in it last week when he talked about the Maryland state flag being a contradiction, if you will. And the implication at first was, you know, it's racist because it has the Crossland arms in it, which was later adopted by the Confederacy. But the flag was put up there way before the Confederacy and the separation and secession. And then, of course, it was adopted in 1904 after the Civil War in hopes of uniting both the North and the South. And after initially injecting race into the whole thing and division, after he got a massive pushback from a lot of folks, even within his own party, the governor has now decided to take a different approach.
I don't think anyone who is being honest would look at my comments and think that I was saying that it is a vestige of the Confederacy. I think if anyone is being honest and not just a partisan hack, I think they would look at it as what I was saying is that the contradiction of our flag is actually a source of strength. Because this flag is by definition a contradiction, and I love this flag. I love this flag. The flag is not changing. And listen, if I wanted the flag to change, it would have changed already. We've got the best flag in the country.
Yeah, and when a politician like Governor Tackson Spendmore starts off, let's be honest, if you're being honest, well, we know everything he's about to say is dishonest, okay? And then he says you're a partisan hack. Look, you said what you said, and we'll go back, we can parse the words if you want, but the implication was there you weren't happy because, you know, when you have a chance to inject race, you do. That's what you do. That's what the Democrats do. And now because it's not playing well in Peoria, you're basically saying, oh, no, pull that back. Now, on the White House invite to the National Governors Association, he's vice chair. He was not invited this year, along with Jared Polis. He tried to inject race into that. And then Caroline Leavitt yesterday had to remind everybody what happened at last year's National Governors Association invitation.
Look, I just spoke with the president about this. It is a dinner at the White House. It's the people's house. It's also the president's home. And so he can invite whomever he wants to dinners and events here at the White House. I believe Governor Moore was invited last year, and he did not show up to the dinner last year. Nobody reported on it. But again, the president has the discretion to invite whomever he wants to the White House, and he welcomes all those who received an invitation to come. And if they don't want to, that's their loss. Look, I just spoke with the president about this.
Yeah, and the fact is that I have not confirmed that and double fact-checked it or whatever, but I don't think Caroline Leavitt goes out there if she doesn't have her facts right. So he was invited last year by the Biden administration. Actually, no, it would have been Trump. That's right, because it would have been Trump. It was his first year. So Trump invited him last year, and he didn't go. He couldn't be bothered. And now he's invited, disinvited, because all he's done in a year's time is excoriate and try to undercut and undermine the president of the United States. So it is the people's house, but he's in it right now, and he has every right to invite or disinvite whoever he wants. So, and by the way, the Democrats now are deciding we're going to boycott. We're going to boycott an incredible spirit of bipartisanship. If Governor Moore isn't going to go, then we're all going to stay home. Fine, stay home. Let the Republicans enjoy the White House dinner. There's no bipartisanship anymore between these two parties, unless you're in part of the uniparty. And then they love each other. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The accident is crowding the right lane, 895 southbound. It's just around the Eastern Avenue Bridge and after the Erdman Avenue ramp. So it's a single lane there. We're backed up back beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. Once you clear that, it looks like we're okay moving south from O'Donnell Street and then into the tunnel. So it's not a big issue there, but everybody is backed up at that point back towards Eastern Avenue. And they were creating some backups there in the right lane. A little bit foggy there as well. And I think maybe just now they just cleared that right lane. But again, I'm looking down through the fog to see if there's a situation there. But it looks like from this vantage point that they may have reopened the right lane. That would be good news there. 95 is now heavy. Moravia Road, O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue from there all the way into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And, of course, the Beltway Blues now begin. The outer loop around Hartford Road, the inner loop through Greenspring. The west side has already been backed up this morning from 795 down through Frederick Road. JFX to this point, the lane's clear. A little more traffic now from Ruxton Road down through the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, breezy, mild, back into the 40s today. Temperature's going to stay there at least for the next 3 or 4 days, maybe. Next chance of precipitation Sunday, and looks to be in the form of rain at this juncture. Right now, 37 and clear in Glen Burnie, 37 in downtown Baltimore. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, Dan, the president, part two of his about 45-minute interview with Tom Yama of NBC News on Super Bowl Sunday. Tariff checks came back, and he's not given up on the thought of sending tariff checks in the amount of $2,000 out to the population at large.
You floated the idea of $2,000 rebate checks for Americans from tariff revenue. Who's going to get that, and when is that going to happen?
We'd make it, I'm looking at it very seriously. I'm the only one who can do it because I'm taking in hundreds of billions of dollars of
money.
But
you can promise some Americans will get those checks?
Oh, yeah, sure, I can do that. I haven't made the commitment yet, but I may make the commitment.
So it's not a done deal?
Well, I just gave 1776, right?
Yeah.
To the military.
Yeah,
right? $1,776.
But you said all
Americans.
You know,
it was 1775. They presented it to me because that's what we have in a budget that I created because I want to take care of our military. Nobody takes care of the military like I do.
Yeah.
So $1,775. I said, wait a minute. If you had $1, it's 1776. You know that's quite a famous day.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
So anyway, wait. So I gave 1776 to our military. and they are very thankful.
Let's get to the Fed.
And now I may be doing that with regard to the entire population.
Yeah, and that would be about, we keep hearing the figure, $2,000 being floated, and again, there might be some income requirements on that, but we'll check it, follow it, and see what he has to say. As to what went down in Fulton County, Georgia, as we reported earlier in the show with the irregularities that the FBI is now investigating, just to see now, there are irregularities. They have discovered these irregularities. The only question is whether they were intentional or not.
I'm not doing anything, but the FBI went in because it's been under review for years, the cheating that took place in Fulton County and in that particular
nobody
state.
Knows what's in the warrant. What are they looking
find
for?
Out. Look, why would anybody be upset that they went in and they got the ballots, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Again, they did this. That's been under review and under investigation for 4 years. And now they got a court order. You know, they got a court order signed by
a respected but liberal
judge, signed a court order allowing them to go in and pick them up. Well, you're going to know what the ballot's safe because they're right now inspecting the ballot. I'm not involved in it, but they are inspecting and checking the ballot.
Yeah, let's hope they continue to turn over every rock and see what the heck happened in Fulton County. And that might just be the opening up Pandora's box there. When the president says he wants to nationalize elections, he clarified that on Sunday.
And I didn't say national. I said there are some areas in our country that are extremely corrupt. They have very corrupt elections. Take a look at Detroit. Take a look at Philadelphia. Take a look at Atlanta. There are some areas that are unbelievably corrupt. I could give you plenty of more, too. I say that we cannot have corrupt elections. If we have to, if they don't straighten it out. As an example, voter ID. Why don't the Democrats want voter ID? You know who does want voter ID? Democrat voters want it, but Democrat politicians don't. Why don't they want it? Because they want to cheat on elections.
Yeah, that's it. That's the short answer. And he was asked about what happens after 28, or in 28 when his second term ends, and who's going to pick up the torch and run with it.
The combination of J.D. and Marco would be very hard to be beaten, I think. But you never know in politics, right? They say, in the age of Trump, you never know.
D.C. grand jury has declined to indict seditious six Democrat lawmakers who urged members of the military to defy Trump's orders. That's because the jury pool there is just poisoned with partisans, no doubt. The media is reporting that Trump's tariffs is costing Americans $1,000. What they are failing to do, they're ignoring the overall savings of his policies and the one big beautiful bill and the deregulation and driving up wages by deporting all these illegal aliens. So, again, once again, they're trying to cherry pick certain aspects, but they're not looking at the entire picture. So beware of that as well. And that's the way it was in 388 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up. The governor's spokesman tries to spin the granddaddy being chased out of South Carolina by the KKK. And how many times will President Trump's name come up today in the governor's state of the state? We have the over-under for you as well. 7:21, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Now here is the Mangy Only Minute.
This week in Annapolis, Democrats chose their priorities: power, politics, and illegal aliens. First, the Democrats redistricted to eliminate our only Republican in Congress. And Governor Wes Moore called it, quote, fairness. Well, that's a lie, Governor. It's a blatant power grab to give Democrats every congressional seat in Maryland and to boost your presidential ambitions. Then they voted to end 287G, the program that lets local police work with ICE to remove illegal alien criminals. Think about that and ask, have Democrats ever stood with the families of murder victims like Kayla Hamilton or Dakar Thompson? Have Democrats ever said a word about the violence and destruction caused by illegal aliens in Maryland? No. Instead of fighting sky-high Beijing bills or crushing taxes and rising crime, Democrats chose to protect illegal aliens and play political games.
Listen for the Mangy Oney Minute every week on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes on this hump day rush hour. It is the one, the only Lugnuts Johnson.
The accident has cleared from the right lane southbound on 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway at the Eastern Avenue Bridge. All of that traffic that was backed up back beyond Pulaski Highway now is now in front of that bridge going south into the Old Harbor Tunnel. So we're backed up and we're solid now from just south of Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway, all the way down to 895, 20 to 25 minutes there. And 95 took a hit from all of that, and 95 is backed up to the ramp at Moravia Road. About the same situation there, 20 to 25 minute delays right now, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. All the interstates into the Beltway still clear, 95, 83, 795, and 70 coming up I-97 through Anne Arundel County. But the Beltway has all the delays now, inner loop at Green Spring, Parkville to Towson, and the west side very solid here from 795 down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
525 Weather Authority forecast, it continues to be mild today. Highs in the 40s for the next several days. It's all the way through Sunday. The temperatures are going to stay up in the 40s and upper 20s to low 30s at night. Rain showers possible on Sunday. Right now it's cloudy, 38 in Annapolis, and it is 36 in Ellicott City. We're talking about Governor Moore again, now flip-flopping on the Maryland flag after getting a ton of pushback and blowback on that. Of course, we find out that Trump invited him to the NGA dinner last year at the White House. He was a no-show. And now all of a sudden he's whining that he's not invited this year. You had your chance and you blew it. Besides, you have not been bipartisan. The fact of the matter is you've done nothing but excoriate President Trump. And now you're trying to wipe out Republican representation in the state of Maryland. So there's nothing bipartisan about Governor Moore. And now, of course, the granddaddy story, the great granddaddy. He claims that his great-granddaddy was chased out of South Carolina by the Ku Klux Klan. The Washington Free Beacon went and fact-checked it, could not find a single piece of evidence, not one iota of evidence that this actually happened. He did eventually return to Jamaica, but it wasn't because of the KKK. And so here's the statement from Moore spokesman Amar Moussa. He told Fox News yesterday, quote, "We're not going to litigate a family's century-old oral history with a partisan outlet. And the broader reality is not in dispute. Intimidation and racial terror were pervasive in the Jim Crow South, and it rarely came with neat documentation." End of quote. Translation, we can't prove it. And obviously he's been embellishing. And this is what he does. He embellished a bronze star. I mean, that's stolen valor. He's an embellisher. And, again, I don't know why he felt the need of the thesis and the Maryland College Football Hall of Fame. We talked about all of that and more. But this is a guy that reminds me of Barack Hussein Obama, who voted president 57 times as an Illinois state senator. Again, a lot of controversy in Barack Obama's background. Same for Governor Moore. Said he was born in Baltimore. Said he was raised in Baltimore. He went to exclusive private schools, military academies, etc. Again, this much of his resume has been manufactured. Now, some of it is legit. He did serve in the military in the 82nd Airborne. But we all know the Bronze Star is a he's almost as much of a fabulist as Chairman Joe, and of course he had much more time to basically manufacture his stories. So the big question is, today is the state of the state. Today at noon, the governor is going to. The question is, and I think there's no question in my mind, he is going to use this speech to take shots at President Trump and position himself for a presidential run in 2028. So the question is, how many times in this speech today will he refer to Trump and all the iterations, the administration, the federal government, the feds, et al.? I think the over-under number is 16. I wish we had some prop bets we could do here on the station where you could wager and we could have some fun with this. But I'm saying it's going to be, you could take the under or over. How do you think it's going to turn out? Is he going to go over 16 or is he going to go under 16 with the amount of times he mentions and or blames the Trump administration? Because, you know, let's face it, he's been sparring publicly with the president. He's been visiting states important to the presidential campaign like South Carolina. He's not on a weekend passes when he's not on primetime television somewhere. And it's usually CNN or CNBC or MS Now, all of the fake news outlets. So I do think this is going to be, because he doesn't want to admit that, because he's now in his last year of his term, of this term, he's not going to admit it's his fault that he spent too much, that he didn't pay any attention to any of the audits here in the state of Maryland. That's just, he's not going to do it. Not if he hopes to keep his presidential ambitions alive. So he's got to find a fall guy. And the fall guy for him is going to be President Trump. So question whether or not you think it's over or under 16 mentions in the state of the state. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty company. I saw Vinny just a couple of weeks ago. Looked great. And he said he's ready. He's gearing up for springtime. That's when he's busier than a one-armed paper hanger. And the fact is that a lot of people wait till springtime to sell their home. Now's the time, though, you really want to prepare it, prepare yourself. For the timing of the selling of your home, if you need to buy another home, or if you're downsizing, or if you're relocating, or whatever the reason, Vinny's the guy you want to call, because he'll come out, he or one of his agents, sit down and discuss everything there is about your home, how to stage it, how to prepare it, whether it needs any repairs, or, you know, is a fixed fix-it program is really good. They'll do all the take all the work out of it and hire the contractors, and they'll do the work to subtract the cost at settlement. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. Once you agree to price and time frame, your home is guaranteed to sell. It's 410-709-7515 or VinnySteele.com. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. And once again, here is Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The governor will deliver his annual State of the State address before a joint session of the legislature in Annapolis today. The address is scheduled to begin at noon, and it will be broadcast live on Maryland Public Television. During the address, the governor will be outlining the condition of the state and his legislative priorities for 2026. The governor is expected to speak to lawmakers about a number of issues, including utility costs, education, public safety, and the state's budget. Warming temperatures in Maryland can lead to dangerous conditions on frozen ponds, lakes, and other bodies of water. Lieutenant Adam Nolder with Howard County Fire and Rescue Services tells ABC 2 News that Engine Team 10 spent Tuesday working on their ice rescue safety skills. He says as the temperatures rise, the ice melts and it refreezes when the temperatures drop, weakening the structural integrity of the ice. He says the best way to stay safe is to stay off the ice. Four teens are facing charges after Baltimore police arrested them in a stolen vehicle. On Monday afternoon, officers spotted a car taken during a carjacking and attempted a traffic stop in the area of Mulberry and North Paca Streets. Police say the driver tried to flee, but officers were able to take a 15-year-old, two 16-year-olds, and a 17-year-old into custody. Police say they recovered a BB gun and suspected marijuana from the car. According to Fox 45 News, two of the teens had been arrested in December in connection with stolen vehicles and robberies. And the Maryland judiciary is warning the public about a parking violation text scam. The message appears to reference the MVA and directs recipient to report to the district court in Baltimore City. Officials say the text claims to be a notice of default for an unpaid parking fine and includes a fake MVA web link. It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the- the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Here's another new problem. Southbound 83. The wreck appears to be south of Belfast Road. I just saw a state highway truck coming on at the ramp. So I'm not sure which lane is blocked, but the southbound side of 83 at that point is only two lanes anyway. So we may be down to no lanes because it's not moving very well right here at Belfast Road. So I want to give you the heads up for that. The option, of course, would be to move over to York Road, which is not the greatest thing in the world either, but right now, pretty good size backup. And as far south as I can see, I'm looking at brake lights on 83 southbound. City police with a couple of wrecks in the northeast side of the city, Cold Spring Lane at Hillen Road and the Alameda at Belvedere Avenue, again, both on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 30s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for temperatures a little bit milder, breezy conditions, and highs back into the 40s, keeping those temperatures closer to average as we head toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
While pitchers and catchers loosen up today, the rest of the roster will start limbering up next week. And on that note, there appears to be a roster logjam in the catcher first base DH situation. Manager Craig Albernaz addressing it yesterday via Zoom.
You can never have enough depth, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of at-bats for these guys in spring training and opportunities to kind of showcase what they can do. And, you know, when it comes time for the regular season, you know, we'll see. We'll make the decision then and see how everything, you know, filters out. But
put Rutschman, Basayo, and Alonso in ink, leaving Mountcastle and Mayo in pencil. Other baseball notes, former Oriole Tomo Sugano will get a second season in the majors and $5.1 million from the Rockies for 1 year. And Justin Verlander now off the market. The right-hander goes back to Detroit, where he won a Cy Young Award, an MVP Award, and a Rookie of the Year Award. He'll get 1 year, $13 million. It'll be his 21st season in the majors. Olympic update, U.S. making up some ground yesterday, securing 5 medals, 3 silver, 2 bronze. Count is up to 7 now in 4th place. Women's hockey, an historic win, 5-0 over Canada in group play, securing the #1 seed in the A division. Marking the first time, by the way, Canada has ever been shut out in Olympic women's hockey history. Aaron Franklin making 20 saves. And on that note, Boomer Esiason on his radio show on WFAN New York with a message for the U.S. Olympians in general.
You know, everybody's just pipe down and just do their sport and play for our country and respect the flag and respect everything that's going on.
A nod to the many using their Olympic platform for political purposes, of course. With football season in the rearview mirror, the next marquee event on the sports calendar is set for Sunday in Daytona Beach, Florida, when the Great American Race kicks off NASCAR season. And with the Daytona 500 just days away, back-to-back champion William Byron has set his sights on history. No driver has ever three-peated at Daytona. Meanwhile, Kyle Busch at the mic yesterday talking Daytona 500 week, asked about not winning a NASCAR Cup Series race since June of 2023.
No, it's certainly tough. You know, it's frustration. You know, there's a lot of factors that go into that, some of my own, some of the team, and the other people that are around us, you know. But as you win and you lose as a team, and so we've got to put it all together when it matters most. And
Busch will be driving the #8 Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing. Following 3 consecutive Legends car wins in Florida, he enters the Daytona Speed Weeks looking for his first career Daytona 500 victory. The time now is 7:37. When we return, how you watch baseball and how much you pay is changing.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Okay, so this is actually confusing. Remember the days back in the day you could just turn on the TV on Channel 2.
Right.
You could get Scott Garceau and Brooksy, right, doing what? It's 60 games a year, whatever it is. The rest of them you listen on radio, John Miller, Chuck Duck, okay, great. Those days are over.
Oh, completely gone.
Okay, now you have the option. You can still get Masson and get Orioles games, but you can't get Nats games if you're a Nats fan, because that's not on Masson anymore.
Right.
And so now the Nats are going to be on the streaming service. 21 of the 30 MLB teams have signed up with MLB.TV. They'll produce the games, and you can get them on a streaming service, on an app.
Right.
Okay, you got to pay.
Right.
It's $99 for the 6 months. It's $119 for the year or whatever it is, et cetera. Or you can go month by month. If you're an Oriole fan, you could do the same thing. You can get the app through Masson, or you can watch Masson. Okay, you could still get it on cable. But the problem is the future of Masson is clouded. Masson may not be around in a couple of years. So it may be that eventually, you'll if you want to watch Orioles baseball, you'll have to get the app, pay the $100 for the 6 months, and do that, and that's how you'll watch baseball. It's just extremely confusing now because these regional sport networks aren't making money because people are leaving cable, so the fees aren't there anymore, and they can't make the numbers work.
Yeah, I'm going through it right now.
You're not on cable, correct?
I'm not on cable. I cut the cord a couple of years ago. And I stream, and the fact is that when I did that, I lost access to the Caps games.
Okay.
So how
do you get that?
Well, now I have to use the Ted Leonsis's Monmouth network.
Okay, there you go.
Monument. I'm sorry, I said Monmouth Monument, and it is same thing. $99 for the year, or $20 a month, and you can come and go as you please. So, you get. Caps. I don't watch much of the Wizards. You get Caps, Wizards, and then you get all the pregame, postgame shows and all the other affinity shows that surround it.
Okay, so now if you've cut the cord and you get YouTube TV or something like that, you got to pay $80 a month for that.
Right.
If you want Orioles games, you got to pay $100 for that.
Right.
If you want Nats games, you got to pay another $100 for that.
Free TV's gone. Pretty much free TV. There's nothing on free TV anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's the cat's out of the bag. And that's why you look at these exorbitant salaries people are paying in these clubs. And, God, who knows what the NFL is going to be paying for the TV rights in the next couple of years. But didn't I just see where ESPN just got some of the Red Zone or something?
Yeah, ESPN bought the NFL Network.
Right.
So they are going to be broadcasting NFL Red Zone, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to have to pay for that.
Yeah. Yep, so it's a pay-as-you-go now.
I wonder when the first $1 billion contract will be for a player.
Wow.
Right now, the highest one, I think, is Soto at about $400 million. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's coming. Oh, look at the price of going out to the ballpark now.
I don't want to. I don't want to look at the price.
There's no more $4 nights or $3 nights at Memorial Stadium.
Well, there is a $10 night.
There is a $10 night, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but it's not 40.
That's right. Thanks, Gary. 7:40. 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'll get to your calls here in just a second. But the Epstein files continue to be in the news cycle. Yesterday, Democrat Representative Ro Khanna read aloud names of 6 men likely incriminated, is the phrase that the news services are using in Epstein files. And I want to caution, just because your name is on a log or your name is in a file doesn't mean you've done anything wrong, okay? Now, there obviously were people that went there that did wrong, that did horrible things. They were trafficking in young girls and having sex with minors and so on and so forth. So those are the ones you want to focus on if you're the FBI or the investigative agencies. But this was just an attempt to sensationalize, so you've got that. And then you have Van Hollen, Senator Van Hollen, going after the new target for the Democrats is Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick, who did admit, his name popped up in the files, he did admit taking his wife and kids to Epstein Island for lunch one day. He said there was nothing wrong, nothing inappropriate. Here was the exchange yesterday.
Would you, Mr. Secretary, be willing to ensure that the file is complete to share with this committee and the Congress your own records, any records you have that relate to Jeffrey Epstein?
I will surely talk about that. I hadn't thought about that. I have nothing to hide.
Yeah, there's nothing to hide. And he said to Van Hollen that he saw nothing inappropriate the time he was there eating lunch on Epstein Island with his wife and family. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt repeated yesterday that it was Donald Trump who kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago.
What I will say is that the president has always remained consistent and that he kicked Jeffrey Epstein out of his club at Mar-a-Lago because, frankly, Jeffrey Epstein was a creep. And unlike many other people who are named in these files, President Trump cut off his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein and was honest and transparent about that for years and years.
But wait, there's more. A now-retired police officer informed FBI agents back in 2019 that President Trump called Palm Beach Police. He personally called then-Palm Beach Police Chief Michael Reeder to tell him, thank goodness you are stopping Epstein. Everyone knows what he's been doing. And Trump was one of the first people, according to the whistleblower, to call the police when word spread that Epstein was under investigation. Trump told Reeder he had thrown Epstein out of his club Mar-a-Lago, which is located in Palm Beach. And Trump told Reeder people in New York knew Epstein was disgusting, and that Maxwell was Epstein's operative. She is evil, and to focus on her. So there is a record of this now, according to a Palm Beach police officer and the FBI 302 interview forms. And we'll see if those come out shortly as well. All right, time to choose your fake news. Give us a call if you would like to be a contestant. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Give us a call right now, 743. Traffic weather on the threes. And once again, Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Big delay here, 83 southbound. The wreck is after Belfast Road, and the update apparently now from the state police and state highway, it's blocking the left-hand lane. So it's a single lane to the right. Pretty good size backup now if you're coming down through Hereford on 83. Of course, the option would be to move over to York Road. Not very pleasant, but at least it's moving as you're working your way south, eventually down to Shawan Road, and then come back over to 83 from there. So a long delay. We'll keep an eye on it and see if they get out of that left-hand lane. We had problems earlier at both the Harbor Tunnels. Backed us up all the way back to Moravia Road. 95 around the same situation there as you're moving south. 95 at Moravia Road. 20 to 25-minute delays. All your normal stuff is out there on the Beltway, so no surprises there. Morning backup has arrived now towards Annapolis. Again, that's the usual delay. I-97 southbound at the split right at Route 32. Winter driving, very hard on your vehicle, so stop by, let Bernie check everything, your battery, antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, thermostats, your starter, everything that's affected by the cold weather. While there's a little bit of a break, might not be a bad idea. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, still time for you to get in here and match wits with the panel here on Choose Your Fake News. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, but you must call now. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, breezy and mild. Highs will be in the 40s. Tonight, back down into the upper 20s, low 30s. Tomorrow and for the rest of the next weekend, actually, temperatures are going to stay into the 40s for the next several days. We might get some rain showers possible on Sunday. So that looks to be the day of precipitation. Right now, partly cloudy, 36 in Reisterstown. It's 39 and cloudy in Ocean City. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And, of course, we've got some WCBM merchandise for you if you are that winner. And we've got, of course, you also, if you tend to agree with Chuck, you might be in great company. Or if you and Chuck disagree, then you have the satisfaction of defeating Chuck, which many people have had. This
dialogue is not necessary.
Yes, it is. I have to wait until the contestant.
I know what you're doing.
There he is.
I'm done screening now.
David in Bel Air. Good morning, David.
Good morning, gang.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I think I'll just follow Lugs.
All right. Very good.
Lugs.
Lugs. The old Lugs. Yeah, that's the favorite. That's the number one nickname, by the way, is Lug Nuts. All right, here we go. Story one. A 12-year-old seventh grader in Dallas is submitting the Guinness World Records as the youngest person to achieve nuclear fusion. He began the project during the pandemic, spent 4 years researching, designing, and building his machine. And now, of course, it is a successful 12-year-old building a nuclear fusion machine. Story 2, the New York Times has begun a new trend to refer to trans shooters as gun person instead of gunman. The first example of that is in the Timber Ridge, British Columbia shooting, where the alleged trans shooter shot and killed 10 people. And story 3, in a controversial paper, two bioethics professors at Western Michigan explore a highly contentious question. Could intentionally spreading a debilitating meat allergy be a morally obligatory act? Specifically, they're talking about the tick that spreads what's called the alpha-gal syndrome, a tick-borne illness that causes a severe allergic reaction to meat. All right, story 1, young Dallas scientist builds nuclear fusion machine at 12 years old. Story 2, New York Times now says trans shooters will be referred to as gun person. Or story 3, two professors, because they're big climate change guys, want to intentionally spread a meat allergy. All right, we'll start with Kristen this morning.
Well, after what we've seen from our, quote, health and college world, I could see number 3 being true and during COVID. And yeah, there are a lot of smart kids that are smarter than us, so I could see number 1 being true. I think I'll go with number 2. That seems too ridiculous, even for the New York Times.
All right, Kristen goes number 2. Maggie?
Also number 2.
Maggie goes for number 2. Lug nuts?
Dose.
Also number 2. And David?
I'm going to go with the crew, number 2.
All right. It's unanimous today. Nobody votes for story number 3. That is the professors discussing intentionally spreading a tick-borne meat allergy as a thought experiment. That is a shockingly true story. Story number 2, New York Times now referring to the trans shooter as gun person. Yeah, that is our fake news story today.
Yes.
So congratulations. Everybody gets that one. I think that's 2 days in a row. I got to make these things tougher now. It's too easy on Chuck.
Too easy on me.
David, we'll put you on hold until you got to get your prize.
Right? I get an elder exemption.
You do.
You get no respect.
You know?
No respect.
Yeah, I was always told to respect your elders.
Oh, burn.
And Chuck, I do respect you greatly. because of your advanced age.
That's all right.
I do.
My mental capacity is still here.
Yeah.
The body's shot to hell, but everything else is hard.
Well, I don't know. You're holding your own out on the golf course.
As long as you keep changing the oil, you can last for years.
Yeah.
And I need a nap just between reports, but somebody put me up to 6 an hour, so I'm stuck with it.
Yeah, well, we didn't want you to drift off. That 15 minutes in between is not good.
All right, Mr. Casey, whatever
All right.
you say.
You're Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
I'm just a minion.
You're an important minion. And a rather large one at that. All right, 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up next, your calls and comments, and we'll take a look at the immigration status of the 16-year-old Rockville, Maryland shooter.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
All right, so right now a lot of folks texting in on the over-under for the State of the State speech. Governor Moore, it's 16, the number of times he would mention Trump administration, federal government, or some oblique reference, whatever. Right now the vast majority of listeners are taking the over, okay? I think I've got one or two taking the under and about 10 or 11 taking the over right now. So you can still weigh in via email or text as well. Again, the over-under is 16 on the number of times President Trump's name comes up today or reference to him or his administration in the governor's State of the State speech. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Well, it just keeps on coming every day. We seem like we get closer to 8 o'clock and there are more problems. Southbound 95, there's a wreck crowding the left-hand lane. Several vehicles involved near the Keith Avenue ramp. So it's right after you clear O'Donnell Street, you start down the hill towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So they're looking at it. They're all kind of pieces of equipment there, and a couple of them are banged up pretty good right now on the left-hand side. We were already backed up anyway back towards Moravia Road for that traffic on 95 South, and then 895 is exactly the same thing back to between Moravia Road and the city-county line. 83 southbound, the wreck there, it's out of camera range, but apparently in the left-hand lane, southbound I-83 after Belfast Road. It's taking an extra 15 minutes or so to get through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild day today. It is going to be breezy and in the 40s. Temperatures stay in the upper 20s, low 30s tonight. Rain showers possible on Sunday. But for the next several days, it is going to be very, very mild. And that is good news after that stretch of bitterly cold weather that we had, including single digits. Right now, cloudy, 37 in Glen Burnie. And it is 37 in Severn as well. Let's take a phone call here. JC's in Baltimore. Good morning, JC. JC, are you there? JC could not hang or fell out of the cell. Jim in Baltimore, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I was listening to the news earlier, and I noticed that something that wasn't on the news, my sister was one of the six that was killed on 695, and one of the drivers who got off, I feel pretty easy, with home detention and a suspended license, got caught driving and got arrested for being
right
on his suspended license, and is going to court today, so... It's funny how you can slip through the cracks. You can be involved in the death of six people and ruining the families of those six families, and then just get back in your car and think you're going to get away with it.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And the fact is that, again, I just think that suspended license, and it's an invitation to violate that. I mean, you really have to go in. I don't know if it's even constitutionally lawful, but I think you might have to seize some of the contraband. That would be a vehicle in this case.
Well, he's actually not supposed to ever be able to get his driver's license in Maryland after being involved in an accident that he caused.
Right, but he shouldn't be able to get a driver's license anywhere in the country.
I agree, but yeah. He's caught right in Randallstown, right near his home.
Yeah, so we'll be he's in court, you say, today, so we'll keep an eye on it.
Court is at 8:30 this morning, Catonsville District Court, and I'm on my way, hopefully, to see some justice.
All right, Jim. I hope justice will be served here, and again, our condolences on the loss of your sister.
I appreciate you guys covering it all the time.
Yeah.
Drive slow out there.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Speaking of which, a 16-year-old student facing attempted murder charges in the Wooten High School shooting in Rockville. He's now been identified as Khalil White Villatoro. Khalil White Villatoro is 16 years old from Rockville. He will be charged as an adult. We do not have a mugshot as of yet. Why? We don't know. We know a lot more about the gun than we do Khalil White Villatoro. It was used a 9mm handgun. It was a ghost gun, built privately, not by a manufacturer. That's Polymer 80 is that company that makes parts for guns and you can use in constructing a ghost gun. I'm wondering, again, there was another 16-year-old involved here. That student's name has not been released, as was the victim. The 16-year-old found shot in the school's hallway. He was taken to the hospital. He is now in stable condition. During a press conference yesterday, police said that White Villatoro had also pointed a gun at a 15-year-old girl earlier in the day. Prior to the shooting, that person was not injured. Thank goodness. The investigation is still active and remains unclear. I'm just curious. We don't have a mugshot yet, and I am curious about the immigration status of the alleged perpetrator in this shooting. Something just the radar went up for some strange reason because the gang activity is very heavy in Montgomery County. And for that matter, Prince George's County as well. So I'm just thinking that maybe there might have been some gang affiliations involved. Don't know. That's my speculation. Coming up in the next hour, the city inspector general is claiming that the mayor is stonewalling over some information that she's seeking. And it's interesting that all of a sudden he's stonewalling over this information that has to do with Monzi. Remember that? Gee, could be a coincidence, right? The latest on the Guthrie case, Nancy Guthrie, the mom of Savannah Guthrie, new videos out. SWAT was dispatched yesterday. They took a man in custody, detained him, and then eventually released him. So we get you the update on that as well. And a Democrat is saying that the United States would be better off if non-whites were not running the country, and that if white people were not running the country and non-whites would take over the country. So we'll take a look at that story and get your calls and comments and text as well here on Casey and Company. I want to tell you about our good friends, Mayor. Both of these guys run Town Appliance in Owings Mills right off Ricehustown Road. And what I always tell people, you can go to the box stores, you can shop online, you can go to your favorite box store, get a price if you want, and or a model, and see if that. But I would then make sure you stop by the showroom right off Ricehustown Road in Owings Mills, Town Appliance. And they've got over 70 different brands on display there for all different kinds of budgets, competitive pricing, five-star service, and both mayors want you as a customer for life, and they prove it each and every day. So stop by the showroom, whether you're the market for a single appliance or an entire kitchen, Town Appliance, right off Ricehustown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. He says his name is Carlos and he's the man. The man detained and questioned by authorities investigating the Nancy Guthrie disappearance. His home in Rio Rico, Arizona, it's about an hour south of Tucson, was searched, and Carlos, who says he's innocent of any wrongdoing, was later released. All of this follows the release of a key piece of evidence in the baffling case.
Authorities investigating the disappearance. Nancy Guthrie releasing the first surveillance images Tuesday showing a person on her porch wearing a full head mask, jacket, backpack, and gloves the night she went missing. Authorities searching for the mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie have not identified any suspects or persons of interest. FBI Director Kash Patel posting the images on X, saying the video was recovered from residual data located in back-end systems.
Correspondent Julie Walker. In British Columbia, a deadly mass shooting.
This is a devastating day for a close-knit community, and the loss being felt is profound.
British Columbia's Public Safety Minister Nina Krieger says a total of 9 people were killed at 2 locations, one of them a school, the other a home nearby. This happened in Tumbler Ridge. It's about 600 miles north of Vancouver. The shooter, identified only as a female, also died apparently of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. There's been no word of a motive. We don't know exactly what prompted this. Federal Aviation Administration closing the airspace around El Paso International Airport in Texas for 10 days, grounding all flights to and from the airport. Special security reasons are cited, but no further details have been provided. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher this hour. The Dow futures are up about 45 points. The NASDAQ futures ahead 20. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
It looks like the accident scene southbound on I-83 now has cleared below Belfast Road. Looking at the camera here now, the backup is pretty much gone. So that's good news. So that was backed up for about a mile and a half or so in the last 25 minutes. Now improving on the southbound side. Couple of vehicles still there in the median, I-95 southbound, before you get into the toll plaza area at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. With that, 95 is backed up all the way back to the city line. 895 is backed up just about the same area, well before Moravia Road. 25-minute delays right now going south at both the tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 30s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for temperatures a little bit milder, breezy conditions, and highs back into the 40s, keeping those temperatures closer to average as we head toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
33 degrees in Parkville and 32 here in Pikesville. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore City Police have announced the results of an exhibition drive-in enforcement operation. Sunday night's illegal rally at historic Fort Armistead in South Baltimore involved around 65 vehicles and resulted in more than 50 traffic stops. Police say the drivers involved in the rally were driving recklessly and blocking traffic. Several cars were towed and officers issued 18 citations. Police say they're committed to proactive enforcement and roadway safety. And according to a new poll, almost half of Maryland's young professionals say they're considering moving out of the state because housing is not affordable. The survey by Stratera found 49% of respondents are looking at neighboring states as alternatives, and 88% of them say their rent or mortgage payments are a significant strain on their finances. WCBM News Time is 8:05. Stein on Sports, coming up next.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
We'll be right back.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. As usual, the AL East will be a beast this year. Blue Jays coming off a World Series appearance, added power and pitching. Red Sox went hog wild, adding mound staff. And the Yankees with three top-notch starters as well. O's GM Mike Elias was asked how other teams' moves may affect decisions that he makes for the Birds.
Certainly something that you keep an eye on throughout the winter, and at times it can influence some of the decision making, as I think every team's looking at their projected standings. This is a once again a historically strong division, and the AL East, people make big moves.
At 38 years of age, Mike McDonald is now the toast of the NFL after delivering a championship to the city of Seattle. McDonald has become the third youngest coach to ever win a Super Bowl. Former Ravens linebacker Josh Bynes, who played under McDonald and made the final tackle in Super Bowl 47, gives his take on what made McDonald great.
He just talks to you like he's in your shoes. And that's a hard thing to do for a lot of people, because it's always like the X's and O's and things that are on paper. But he's like, he wants to be in your shoes, what you see and what you vision.
Only Sean McVay and Mike Tomlin are younger Super Bowl winners. Other sports news, six former Pitt women's basketball players filed suit against the university and coach Tori Verdi yesterday, alleging abusive coaching methods. And Charlie Woods, the son of Tiger Woods, committed to play golf at Florida State. Coming up in 30 minutes, a college football player has been granted his ninth year of eligibility. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us here at AM680 at WCBM.com or text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer, Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, Democrat says that non-whites should take over the country. They'd be much better running the country than white people. As the latest on the Guthrie case, we'll get you caught up to date on that. But our top story here today is, I smell a rat, and it might be emanating from the mayor's office. City Inspector General Isabel Cumming has been having a heck of a time getting documents from the mayor, and this has only been a recent phenomenon. Up until now, the mayor has cooperated with most of her requests. Obviously, the Maryland Transparency Act and her powers as Inspector General have to be... There are some things you can't get access to. They say some personnel records, some student records, and or attorney-client privilege. But she does have... Let's remember that Isabel Cumming, the City Inspector General, does have subpoena power. And recently, she started looking into Monzie, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement. And she wanted access to the city records. And then all of a sudden, the mayor and others are giving her documents that are largely redacted.
This is a Cash App payment. All I know is that it's a Cash App payment, but where... My part of the job, which is to find out who got the money and whether that's legit, that's blacked out. I can't do the job when I'm given documents that look like this.
So she's now investigating the finance of the Mayor's Office of Safety and Neighborhood Engagement, which has always been a sensitive place for Mayor BS. Cumming told her board yesterday she received 200 pages of city documents with critical information redacted, making it the first time her probe has been halted, ever, as the inspector general, which She was put into office by city charter. She says, quote, these documents are third-party contract payments. I wanted to see where the money is going. End of quote. The mayor, in an interview, said under Maryland state law, the city cannot share juvenile records, financial records, with anyone not a party to that agreement with the state of Maryland. Becoming is saying, look, voters granted me the subpoena power 5 years ago, allowing your office office access to critical documents. In order to complete her report and her investigation, she needs to have access to this. Now she's going to go run and tell the public. I mean, there are ways that you can protect attorney-client privilege and other things, and still turn over the documents and so you can complete your investigation. Cumming told the advisory board, quote, I would like you to allow me to enforce the subpoena and allow me to get pro bono attorneys to help me enforce that subpoena, which I lawfully issued. So isn't it after all this time, Isabel Cumming's been in office, what, 3-4 years, maybe more? After all this time in getting cooperation from the mayor's office, now all of a sudden when it comes to Monzi, and let's face it, that's Safe Streets, Sidestep program. We've often thought this is just one big major slush fund for the Democrats and to get out the vote effort. We know that Safe Streets is not making the streets safe. In fact, they do hire convicted felons, and then they hid the payment process behind the third-party charities that are running the Safe Streets program. That would be Associated Jewish Charities. And I can't remember the other one. I think it's Catholic. I think it's Catholic Charities is one. I might be off on Associated Jewish. I can't remember. It's Associated Catholic and Lifebridge. That's what it is. Associated Catholic Charities and Lifebridge. My apologies to Associated Jewish Charities on that. So now all of a sudden, she's going down the money trail. Going down the money trail. And all of a sudden, she's getting, she hit a stone wall. Coincidence? I think not. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're looking at the BW Parkway, and right here at 197 northbound, it's not moving too well. There was a report a little bit further up. There was an accident just beyond that. And again, the parkway through this area, two lanes each way. So anything that happens would take away one lane. That's half the capacity for the traffic northbound. And right now, it's basically sitting still at 197 northbound. So folks are beginning to exit there and work their way around it. So that's pretty good backup. We'll try to get some more information on that. 83 still recovering, but the wreck is gone after Belfast Road. The accident was in the median, southbound 95 at Keith Avenue, before you get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And all the problems earlier where we had a wreck on 895 after Erdman Avenue, now we have the wreck on 95. The delays are all the way back through the city-county line. Baltimore County with the new wreck. Busy intersection east side in White Marsh at Honey Go Boulevard at Silver Spring Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, going to be breezy and mild today. Highs in the 40s. Temperatures stay in the 40s for the foreseeable future, all the way through Sunday, where some rain is expected. So we're liking this big warm-up after all that cold, bitter Arctic temperatures we've had to deal with for the last several weeks. Right now, mostly cloudy, 37 in Parkville, and it is 39 in Ocean City. From the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem at Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time for our America 250 update. Talker 250 being brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, time to act is right now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, to make that dream a reality. So on this day, 1941, Glenn Miller's Chattanooga Choo Choo was awarded the first gold record ever in the history of the American music, given for sales of 1 million copies. 1945, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and Soviet leader Joseph Stalin ended a wartime conference at Yalta. 20 years later, 1965, U.S. and South Vietnamese planes made their first bombing raids on North Vietnam. So on this day in 2006, U.S. adventurer Steve Fawcett broke the solo flight record. He landed in England, covering nearly 25,000 miles after taking off Kennedy Space Center 4 days earlier. And sad day, sad note, on this day in 2012, Whitney Houston, an American pop singing star, sold millions of albums and starred in movies, was found dead in her Beverly Hills, California hotel room. The L.A. coroner said the 48-year-old entertainer died of accidental drowning in her bathtub, but that cocaine and heart disease had also played a role. What a fabulous singing voice. Her national anthem, probably the best ever, Whitney Houston, on a tragic day in history. And that's a look at our America 250 celebration brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
All right, we're back, and I just want to, the Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has clarified the letter that led to these new restrictions on the Inspector General. He said yesterday that the letter from his office had prompted Baltimore to implement new restrictions on what information its Inspector General's office can access. It's, quote, fairly boilerplate advice and not an opinion about whether the city's oversight office is acting within or out of bounds. Brown says state laws prevent agencies from disclosing certain information to the public, such as personal records or documents protected by attorney-client privilege, also apply when local agencies request that information. But I would think it would be different. This isn't just some agency. If it, let's say, were the Maryland State Police, and they were and they went and got a subpoena as part of their investigation, or it was some other law enforcement agency or body. And in this particular case, Isabel Cumming does have subpoena power. So if you're under, again, created by statute, by the way, by the city charter, if you're acting under statute and you're asking for, as part of your investigation, via a lawful subpoena, then I would think that one would have to comply. Now, there are ways that some of that information that shouldn't get to the public can still be protected while she, you know, this happens all the time. Congress, the federal, look, the feds do it. So if the feds do it, why doesn't the state do it? Now, Brown is saying that if you want to do it, then you're going to have to get a, you know, have a state law to do that. So that just puts it off even longer. But I just think it's very curious and not coincidental that this happens when the city inspector general begins to look at the follow the money trail on Monzi, the mayor's office of neighborhood safety and engagement. It is 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Coming up, your calls and comments at the bottom of the hour. We'll take a look at the latest in the Guthrie case. There is some news there as well. You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Planning for the future is something we all say we'll get to someday. But someday has a funny way of sneaking up on us, doesn't it? I'm Dr. Amanda Young, and I'm the CEO of Wesley Secure Care. We are a Maryland nonprofit organization that helps people who want to stay in the home they love while still planning for whatever care they might need down the road. It's called Continuing Care at Home, and honestly, it's one of the smartest ways to age, with independence, security, and peace of mind. Here's how it works. You join while you're still active and healthy, and in return, you get the promise of lifetime care right in your own home. That means if you ever need help, Whether it's a little support after surgery or full-time care, we've got you covered. No last-minute scrambling, no wondering who to call, and no sky-high bills for long-term care. And it's not just about care. Our members have access to a personal care coordinator who helps with everything from finding the right plumber to managing care services and transitions. It's like having your own personal advocate for aging well, someone who knows you and your preferences long before you'll ever need them. The best part? You keep your independence and get to stay where you are the happiest, in your home. And you will have the peace of mind knowing that if your care needs change, you already have that covered. Think of it like long-term care insurance, plus a whole team that actually helps you use it when and how you need it. So if you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead and stay in control of your future, Wesley Secure Care is for you. Find out more today at wesleysecurecare.org or give us a call, 410-324-2400. Because aging well shouldn't mean giving up your home. It should mean enjoying it longer.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Do it today. Tell your friends, share it on your social media. Let's get as many signatures as we can. Let's send an SOS, send a message to save our state from financial ruin. 823 traffic and weather on the threes. And once again with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the parkway picked up a little bit here at 197. There had been a wreck a little bit further ahead. So it looks like we're making a little progress there. And the word is right now that the lane itself had been cleared on the northbound side. So even the data is showing that it's starting to loosen up. No late problems in Annapolis, but the backup is still there. I-97 southbound coming down from Benfield into the ramps at Route 32. The camera, which is south of Route 32, is out, and we don't really get a good look until we get down to the bridge at 178. But there's nothing in the roadway there. And then over at the Severn River Bridge and around the Bay Bridge, all the lanes are clear. Still a lot of backing yet on the Beltway, the Parkville side through Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road. JFX, nothing out of the ordinary, but some of the data now is showing that we're slow at the city-county line. That would be normal coming south from Ruxton Road, and all the backups are still there. Had a lot of problems this morning, and we're still looking at big delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be mild today. Highs in the 40s. Temperature is going to stay in the 40s for the next few days. And then we get some precipitation over the weekend that looks like to be on Sunday. So keep that in mind. And you're making your plans right now. We're looking at cloudy conditions and 37 in Owings Mills. It is 38 in Ellicott City. Take some phone calls here this morning. Bruce in Timonium. Good morning. Hello. Bruce, somebody's honking. Is that you?
Hey, Sean, how you doing,
sir? I'm doing fine, sir.
Hold on, let me get this a little closer for you. So I was noticing on my YouTube algorithm lately, I'm getting a lot more stories about Wes Moore from even like national sites about just what a horrible job he's doing and how unhappy the citizens are about him. And I just found it very interesting that people like Nate the Lawyer, Black Conservative Perspectives, and I saw one the other day. It was these three black women in Maryland here. They have a channel. It's called Pop and Something.
Right.
And the things they were saying about him, you just couldn't repeat on the air.
Yeah, you start to take off social media-wise. I also understand the national coverage is beginning. Fox News and others starting to cover the story that broke in the Washington Free Beacon about his great-granddaddy being forced out of his church by the KKK, which cannot be corroborated by actual facts and evidence. So that has begun. Look, this happens when Moore wants a national footprint. Along with the good comes the bad. And now we're going to start seeing the bad as the media begins to balance out a little bit.
Well, hopefully this will be an issue in any upcoming election that involves his name, because the guy is a fraudster. He's a scammer, and he just does not need to hold any office. And now his big thing is, one of the big things he's talking about is he wants to change the Maryland flag.
Well, now he says he won't change it. That was taken out of context, he says. People misunderstood what he was referencing with the contradiction of the Maryland flag. So,
yeah, sure. We misunderstood it, all right. Right.
Well, we'll see. Over-under is 16. How many times has he mentioned Trump today in the State of the State speech? 16 over or under that, Bruce?
I'm going to say under.
Under. Okay. All right. So that's the majority you're saying over. Let's find out. Bruce, we'll talk to you later. Scott on Kent Island. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, John.
Yes,
sir.
It's
been a long time since I've talked to you.
Well, it's good to hear from you again.
Yep. I'll try to make it more often. Hey, yep. I told the young lady that I wanted to say on your poll, it's definitely going to be over 16. Because Governor Tax and Spendmore just cannot keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, well,
and
it's...
He's like you say, he could be looking towards the national stage. What a joke. He's a joke.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is it, because, next year would be, if he is reelected, hopefully that is, there won't be a next year. But this is the year that, just in case, I mean, if he doesn't get reelected, I think that squashes his presidential ambitions like a bug. But he's going to blame Trump frequently and as often as he can. And it'll be creative how they do it, whether it's by name, whether it's by administration, federal government, whatever.
Right.
So you're saying it's over, right?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely over 16, in my opinion, yes.
All right.
And one more thing, Sean.
Sure.
I love the fact that you, at 8:15 in the morning, when you do the history of the United States.
Yeah, I think it's great. I was inspired by President Trump with America 250, and I think there are a lot of things that we forget about our history, good and bad, but it is the greatest country on the planet, and it's time to remind people of that on a daily basis.
I love listening to it and get a chance. Tell Chuck Whitaker I always said thanks, because I always listened for him in the morning when I was driving back and forth to Howard County. I'd always listen for the traffic report.
Well, you need somebody to cuss at, right?
No. I'm telling you. I listen to him talk on the radio, and he fires right back.
He does. He's one of the best. That's for sure.
You do a great show every day. Thank you, and I'll talk to you later.
My pleasure. Scott, thanks so much for listening. Appreciate that. All right, I want to tell you right now, you're probably seeing, hearing reverse mortgage ads and getting mail from reverse mortgage companies who are not local, from people who have never stepped foot in Maryland. So if you're considering a reverse mortgage, here's why I tell people to talk to my good friend, Mark McVeary. Mark has been helping local homeowners for over 30 years. He lives in Maryland. He works here. He meets people in their homes, explains how this really works. Mark does his homework up front. If you decide to move forward, gets done, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. So a reverse mortgage is not a call center through the mail type loan. This is about having access to a local expert who understands the market and how these loans actually work. So now picture what next month looks like without that mortgage payment. Okay, more monthly cash flow, less pressure every time the bill shows up. If you still have a mortgage payment, talk to someone local who understands the market. Call Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. Let's get some news headlines. The update now at 8:30. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Washington County residents demonstrated against a proposed ICE facility near Hagerstown Tuesday as the Board of Commissioners approved a resolution supporting ICE operations. Protesters began voicing their opposition after the federal government purchased a Williamsport area warehouse for just over $102 million for a detention facility that could hold up to 1,500 people. And Baltimore City Police have announced the results of an exhibition driving enforcement operation. Sunday night's illegal rally at historic Fort Armistead in South Baltimore involved around 65 vehicles and resulted in more than 50 traffic stops. Police say the drivers involved in the rally were driving recklessly and blocking traffic. Several cars were towed and officers issued 18 citations. Police say they're committed to proactive enforcement and roadway safety. According to a new poll, almost half of Maryland's young professionals say they're considering moving out of the state because housing is not affordable. The survey by Statera found 49% of respondents are looking at neighboring states as alternatives, and 88% of them say their rent or mortgage payments are a significant strain on their finances. The January survey also found broad concerns about the affordability and supply of housing and some growing dissatisfaction with government's response. And Attorney General Anthony Brown and a coalition of counterparts have a commitment from the Trump administration regarding federal education funding. The attorneys general filed a lawsuit last year to prevent the Department of Education from withholding federal funding from K-12 schools that refuse to abandon lawful DEI programs and policies. Brown says the agreement removes the threat of Maryland schools losing $700 million a year in education assistance for the state. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All the late backing on the Beltway is still out there, but now just was looking around, ran across a backup here on the inner loop coming up, crossing the BW Parkway. It's coming to a stop right here at 295. So it looks like there may be something up around Hollins Ferry Road and maybe up around the bridge at 895. So we'll try to check on that. Apparently, it just occurred, and I'm looking at some backing that is there. Just looked at the camera a little further up, and it looks like the lanes are open. So between the parkway and the Baltimore County line, heads up for the brake lights there as you're traveling on the inner loop of the Beltway. There's a new wreck in the city over on the west side, Hilton Parkway, not far from Edmondson Avenue. Gets a little windy through there on Hilton Parkway. JFX, you're good. Both the tunnels still looking at very slow traffic on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 30s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for temperatures a little bit milder, breezy conditions and highs back into the 40s, keeping those temperatures closer to average as we head toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Pitchers and catchers hit the field for the first time in about 25 minutes under mostly sunny skies in Sarasota. A little cool, 57 degrees, warming up to 71 later today, in case you want to know. But with question marks all along the Birds' starting rotation, OGM Mike Elias was asked, does the 2026 season look bright and sunny for Baltimore?
I think we're extremely optimistic about this year's team. I mean, you know, last year was last year. We're here in Sarasota, camp starting. And I think our focus and our talk is going to be about this group that's here in 2026. We finished strong last year. We had a very active offseason and brought in a lot of talent. I think we got a really good looking team. And, you know, the group is rolling in and coming in and getting together here, and we've got a lot to look forward to.
Meanwhile, Ravens news, the team making it official, Anthony Weaver as defensive coordinator, his third stint in Baltimore. Also 10-year veteran player and assistant coach Anthony Levine Sr. has now been elevated to special teams coordinator. Winter Olympics news, this was a very emotional moment. U.S. figure skater Maxim Naumov skating with his late parents' memory after they were among those killed in last year's D.C. area plane crash.
And inside this arena, they know his story.
his parents who told him, we fight. So 85.65. Max Nemiroff is an Olympian and always will be.
Wow. Medal count as we speak. U.S. picking up another silver in the men's alpine skiing. Two golds now, eight total medals. Tied with Japan for third behind Norway and Italy. Maryland men's basketball back in action tonight, hosting Iowa at the Xfinity Center, trying to build off its five-point win at Minnesota on Sunday. Only the Terps' second Big Ten win this season. It'll be a tough putt, though. Iowa 18-5 overall. The Hawkeyes carrying a six-game win streak into tonight's game. Happy heavenly birthday today to former world heavyweight boxing champion Max Baer, whose son Max Baer Jr. played Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies. Max Baer the Elder was born on this day in 1909. And on this day in sports history, take you back 36 years to the day. February 11th, 1990, one of the biggest upsets in sports history, a complete shocker. Heavyweight champ Mike Tyson knocked out by Buster Douglas in Tokyo. Douglas, a 42-1 long shot, put Tyson down in round 10, and neither fighter was ever the same after that night. The time now is 8:37. When we return, is he or isn't he?
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Sean, I'm going to let you make the call on this one.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is this or isn't this the president of the United States of America? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is your favorite president, and this message is for Bad Bunny, or as I call him, the Nasty Rabbit. El Conejo Desagradable. He's a nasty rabbit and a stupid rabbit. Anytime you see a guy in a dress, that's a very stupid person. So he's a nasty guy, a horrible guy. They call him Bad Bunny. I call him the worst bunny.
That is not the president.
That's pretty,
that is
pretty
voice,
good, though, isn't it?
That is the voice of Sean Farish.
How did you know?
I know Sean. I know, I've known him for a while.
Yeah.
So I can recognize Sean's impersonation.
He is the best Trump impersonator out there.
He's really, really good. Yeah, there's some good ones, but he's really, really good.
Cracks me up.
Good stuff. Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. By the way, the D.C. That plane crash, you're talking about the figure skater?
Yeah.
That was the plane that in D.C.
With the helicopter.
With the military helicopter.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, the plane was carrying many figure skaters, because they were at a competition,
right?
And they were coming back to D.C.
Yeah, so it's just a very, very sad, but enriching story. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
Got it.
8:38. Let's go to the phones. We've got Ed in Mount Airy. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I don't hear as good as I used to. So earlier this morning, were you saying that we would be better off having non-whites or Ron White running the country?
No, that was a Democrat from Texas. We'll play the clip coming up later this hour. He's saying that non-whites should take over the country. Not Ron, but non.
The other thing I don't hear too good is, are you saying frisky, whiskey, risky, or itchy when you're talking about Johnson?
That would be whiskey, as in the liquor. Yeah, that was a nickname given to him by somebody else.
Governor Moron will definitely go over 16.
All right, so there's another vote for over. Clearly, that's the winner today. The over-under is 16. Mentions of President Trump, the administration, federal government, whatever. Thanks, Ed. He's got to blame somebody, right? He's got to blame somebody. The latest on the Nancy Guthrie case, the 84-year-old missing mother of Savannah Guthrie, who has been kidnapped. And we hope and pray that she's still alive, but there's been no proof of life. A couple of things. One, I think the coverage has been over the top of this, but this is what cable news does. I understand it's somebody's mother who's dearly loved. If it was my mother, I would want all the coverage I could get. But there's so many other stories out there today, and you know what this does? It makes everybody on television an armchair detective, and I've noticed that. Specifically, John Roberts of Fox News. I think he's a frustrated cop, to tell you the truth. I am not a detective. I'm not trained in investigative techniques. So I only know what I read about this, but it a big break in the case yesterday, and that was the chilling video that you got to give credit to the FBI, at Quantico. They have groups, and they have technology that was somehow able to resurrect this video that we were told was gone. That the Ring camera, or the Nest, whatever she had on her front porch of her home, that she didn't have a subscription. And by when you don't have a subscription, it doesn't save your video. Well, it may not save it to your phone or your app, but apparently it saves it in the cloud. Apparently they got it somehow. And you see this chilling video of an armed, masked subject coming in, walking onto the front porch, trying to disable the camera, which he does take the camera eventually. But he's gloved up. He's masked up, except for two things. He's wearing a ski mask. You can see what looks to be a mustache and the eyebrows. And to me, this looks like a male, obviously, unless it's a woman with a facial hair problem, which is possible. To me, I just think that... And then overnight, the SWAT team was dispatched yesterday because they had a hot lead. And they finally they ran down a guy and detained him. And he was then later released. Apparently he had an alibi, whatever the case may be. So I do think that this is the first big tip or lead in this case. And I think that hopefully, and by the way, there's been activity found in the Bitcoin account. So somebody's actively in that account. That was the $6 million they were asking for in Bitcoin. I'm still thinking to me that it's somehow related to the cartels or TDA. But again, that's just my opinion, my theory. And again, if everybody else is going to play armchair detective, I guess I could qualify as well. But again, I'm going to leave the investigation up to the professionals, and they know what they're doing. They have all sorts of technology and tools at their disposal. I think they're eventually going to find out, catch whoever did this. I think most people think it was an inside job. And there's a lot of speculation if it's family or whether it's somebody who was employed or all of the above. So we'll wait and see. But that's the latest there. And there was a suspect detained and then later released. But that video is chilling. You can see he's got a Glock. Looks like a gun in his in a holster around his waist. So he's got a gun. Then you can see he obviously was taking great pains not to be noticed. It's 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so heavy facial hair problem, mustache. Where was Rosie O'Donnell?
Well, that would be like a mini Rosie.
That's true.
I'm trying to figure out how tall this dude is. Yeah. And I guess they get that from the tiles on the side.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Yeah,
I don't understand why you're wearing a gun right there.
Yeah, that's kind of...
You can hurt yourself.
You could. It was like right in his crotch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just bizarre.
It looked like one of those old Mexican westerns where they used to wear it like that. Keep your hand over your pistola. Had more than one meaning.
True. Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, there's another problem. It's unbelievable. Southbound 95 leaving the city again. It looks like the wreck was reported. I thought they said down near the airport cutoff. It looks to me now that it's probably right at the Beltway or just south of the Beltway, because now the traffic right here at the Caton Avenue ramp and the camera that's looking south of the Beltway is coming to a grinding halt right there. So maybe several lanes are blocked. And we'll try to get more information, but the report was it was already backed up to the ramp right at the Beltway on 95, and now it's backed up towards the city-county line. So another big problem that we've had a number of those this morning. Both the tunnels still backed up, late slowing in and around the Beltway, and it may even affect this traffic over on the west side trying to get to the Beltway in Arbutus. Earlier there was a problem on the BW Parkway north of 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast breezy and mild today in the 40s. Temperatures are going to stay in the 40s for the next few days. So we've got a warming trend here. Maybe it'll melt most of this stuff by the time some kind of precipitation. It looks like it's rain right now, but the others are saying let's keep an eye on the temperature and when it might start. Right now it is 40 and cloudy and 739 in Parkville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good. Crazy, give me some good news, baby. Give it to me.
Florida Man's been getting a lot of bad raps of late with all the Florida Man updates and news, but now a Florida man pulled a pregnant woman from a sinking car. Logan Hayes was out running errands, saw her car sinking. He dove into the pond and got her out. Then paramedics got her to the hospital, and good news, she's okay. She had an emergency C-section, and she and her daughter Ivory are both doing great. So here's Logan talking about this amazing rescue.
I was going to do everything that I could to try to help or assist in any way. And if that meant swimming, that meant swimming. I'm not the person that would have been able to sit and watch whatever would have played out play out. It's something I'm never gonna forget seeing. Like, it was like something out of a movie. I was just in the right place at the right time, and I got lucky, and it just happened to be me that did something.
Yeah, and that's just an incredible act of human bravery from Logan. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Rice Houston Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, so Megyn Kelly is kind of blows hot and cold. Just depends on what day it is. But I do know, remember, she was the moderator of the debate that Trump went after in that debate. And then, of course, she left Fox. They went over to NBC, where she got paid some big money, but just was not a good fit for whatever reason. And she was a big supporter of the president in his second campaign run. She also was a big supporter of Candace Owens. So there's that. But I did notice this exchange with Piers Morgan, who sometimes comes off as a sanctimonious fool. And I think that in this particular case, Megyn got the best of old Piers when he starts lecturing us about our country, when he's watched his country dissipate right in front of his very eyes. Here is the exchange.
This attitude that you have right here is why you and Great Britain have lost your culture. You ceded your culture to a bunch of radical Muslims who came in and took over, and now it's gone. We're not allowing that here, whether it's Hispanic, whether it's Muslim. It's not happening in the United States of America. That's why President Trump was elected. And whether it's Bad Bunny, who is American but refuses to speak English in his performances, or anybody else, we had to keep the Super Bowl, which is a quintessential American event. Football, that kind of football, is ours. They call it American football. And the halftime show and everything around it needs to stay quintessentially American. Not Spanish, not Muslim, not anything other than good old-fashioned American apple pie. There should be a meatloaf, maybe some fried chicken, and an English-speaking performer. That's what the Super Bowl should be.
Yeah, all right. I agree. 100%. I think the numbers prove it out. I think that left-wing commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, maybe the owners will get the message. But as long as he's making the money. See, that's the ultimate decider here. As long as the league is, I think, what are they now, up to $15 billion or more a year, and they're trying to grow the game internationally. And look, I don't have a problem with Bad Bunny wants to come on and sing one song in Spanish, but again, the country's common language is indeed. Now, it's not the official language, and I think I'm shocked that President Trump hasn't made English the official language as of yet of the United States. Maybe that's to come. We'll have to wait and see. By the way, I heard from David. Remember the other day we were talking yesterday with Ed Hale Sr. about the Key Bridge and how long it's going to take to rebuild that. David was listening. And he's in Florida, formerly from the Communist Socialist Republic of Delaware. He said, I listen to your show frequently and enjoy the information, also you making it entertaining to listen to. There's a concern about the Key Bridge rebuild almost daily on your show. I watched a documentary a while back about how the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel was built. It started in 1960 and was completed in 1964. Now, mind you, 17.4 miles plus two tunnels. A four-year project, an amazing feat. How long should it take to build the new Key Bridge? If you can build the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel in 4 years, and that's how, what, the Key Bridge was, what, about a mile, if that? So you're looking at 17 miles and two tunnels. We're talking about one bridge. One bridge. And why should it take this long? Because it's Maryland, and not the Maryland of... And Maryland, Virginia was the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, but that was 1960. Different time, different era, different leadership, obviously. 8:51, and we'll tell you about the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Michael is there 24/7. There's been a number of accidents, as you might imagine, with all the ice and snow. And then the melting and the refreezing of black ice, and that nobody can stop on that stuff. So make sure that you always have two things with you. One is you have the 15 things to remember if you are involved in an automobile accident. You can get that at the website. I'll give you the website address in just a second. Download it, keep it in your glove compartment and or your visor right above the driver's side there, and it'll be there handy whenever you need it. Hopefully you never do. And then secondly, the personal injury app that you can download from your app store. It's absolutely free. And it's the Michael A. Friedman personal injury app is what you're looking for. You download that. It's on your phone. You can take pictures. You can take videos. You can interview witnesses. All of it then gets sent to the servers of the law firm so they can begin working on your claim. That way you're protected. And also, the other thing is make sure your insurance coverage is where it should be for uninsured, underinsured motorists. Have any questions, call Michael, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203. And you can download those other items at maflaw.com.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore Doceo's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoceo.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
You want to hear the scandal of scandals? You watch the Puppy Bowl? Apparently one of the stars of the Puppy Bowl died months ago. It wasn't even live, and the dog wasn't even live. Tegan, the adorable pooch from Puppy Bowl 29. I want to know why the Team Fluff member was allowed to pass on and the performance to be aired when the dog was dead. This is scandalous. This should rock the dog world.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:53. Michael Chuck says, you're right. It's called a Mexican holster. So that's interesting.
Put your pistola away. Don't go for your gun, senor.
All right, what's happening? Last report of the morning.
One of the best Mexican bit players of all time was Eli Wallach in the Magnificent Seven.
You're right. That was a great movie.
Oh, yeah. And he was a good player. You call me Stinking Bodges? We've got me no Bodges. 895. That was another movie. 895 is still slow before Pulaski Highway and still backed up. We've had all kinds of problems this morning at both the tunnels. So right there at Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway to get through the tunnel and on your way 20 to 25 minutes. 95 also at Moravia Road, 20 to 25 minutes. Now, further south on 95, after you leave the city, past Camden Yards, they're slowing. There was an accident down near the Beltway on 95 south. That's still backed up as you're working way to the southwest side of the Beltway on 95. Late slowing around the Beltway, still there, trying to improve. JFX, you're okay. Nothing major there. And then the one accident that was about 35 minutes ago now, actually two, Honeygold Boulevard, Silver Spring Road, Hilton Parkway in the city north of Edmondson Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for this hump day, rush hour, the rest of the day. Nice, breezy, mild, and in the low 40s today. Temperatures stay up into the 40s Thursday through at least Saturday. Maybe some rain showers possible on Sunday. It just depends on what the temperature there is. So we'll keep an eye on that the rest of the week for you. Right now it's cloudy, 39 in Ellicott City, and it's 40 already in Columbia, 8:55, and Democrat State Representative Gene Wu of Texas came under fire after he made some racially charged comments back in December of 2024, which have now resurfaced on social media because obviously Texas is a flashpoint again for the election this year, especially when it comes to redistricting. But he's a Democrat, and here's what he said as to who should be running the country.
The oppression comes from one place. And I always tell people the day the Latino, African-American, Asian, and other communities realize that they share the same oppressor is the day we start winning. because we are the majority in this country now. We have the ability to take over this country and to do what is needed for everyone and to make things fair. But the problem is our communities are divided. They're completely divided.
They're divided because not everybody's gotten the message. Let's go back to the 2024 election. President Trump defeated, thank goodness, the bubblehead Kamala Harris. He carried 46% of the Latino vote, 40% of the Asian vote, and 13% of the black vote, according to CNN's exit poll. And that was big improvements over what he did in 2016. But let's look at his supposition that non-whites should be running the country. And let's look at some of our major cities where non-whites are running the city. You had New York, Mamdani, Los Angeles, Karen Bass. You have Chicago, Brandon Johnson. You've got Philadelphia, which is run by a black mayor. Baltimore is also run by a black mayor. And Houston, and so on and so forth. We did the story the other day. The top five cities that have lost the most money are all run by black Democrats. So this idea that non-whites would run the country better than whites in this particular case, because it's Donald Trump, and it was Joe Biden before him, and Barack Obama did run the country for two terms and almost ran it into the ground. Joe Biden almost finished us off for good. So just keep that in mind when you hear stuff, just these crazy propositions that the Democrats have. Because we've seen, there is empirical evidence of just how much of a failure progressivism is. Which is, now, if you're a Democrat and you've renounced progressivism, you may have a shot to run a city and make a go of it. And there might be a few examples maybe people can remind me of. But right off the top of my head, you'd be hard-pressed. I think Memphis might be, I'm not sure if it's an example. You have to look at the finances of Memphis. But thanks to Donald Trump, the crime is no longer an issue. In Memphis. So New Orleans is another one. New Orleans has been run into the ground. So keep that in mind. There's a new bill in Tennessee I wanted to tell you about. It would threaten to strip funding from local governments if they don't verify public aid applicants' immigration status and report people to the immigration office. Yeah, again, and I hope they enforce this bill. I really do. But the other thing they should do with it, they should put your picture. If you're on, I have no problem with this, because I'm on Medicare. They want to put my picture on my Medicare card. I'm okay with that. So put it on a Medicare card, put it on your Medicaid card, put it on any public benefit card whatsoever. And there's your, remove some of the concern about voter ID. Then you have to, I guess, have this big debate as to which ID would be accepted. Would be a driver's license, would be a government issued ID, would be a state ID. So we got all that. But the SAVE Act, it looks like it's not going to be saved because of people like John Thune, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, at all. So we'll say tomorrow on the program, we'll discuss the jobs numbers, which are out today, as well as Mackenzie Frost will join us going in depth from Fox 45. So stick with us here. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. Stay tuned for Kim. Until tomorrow morning, God bless our troops and God bless America. We'll see you bright and early.
This is the right choice for Maryland.